war started with Notre Dame, and Notre Dame beat BC 17-3 in Foxborough. What does this game mean? And they're going to play November 19th. What does the Holy War mean, Notre Dame, Boston College? How big is that for you as a Boston College alum and former player and the alumni and everything else? Because I'm not sure it's that big across the country.
It's not. I think it was a little bigger when, you know, it was a little more competitive. BC hasn't won in the last couple of years. I mean, I hate that school. So, I mean, I always have a special disdain in my heart for them. Until BC kind of holds up their end of the bargain a little bit more like they did in the Tom O'Brien era, I think it's going to mean a little more to the BC people than it does to the Notre Dame fans. You know, at one point it was BC actually had the lead in the series or it was tied, but, you know, now Notre Dame's won the last couple. And, I think BC needs to definitely hold up its end of the bargain.
Former Notre Dame quarterback, now the Boston College quarterback, came back, Phil Jurkovec, very frustrated, throwing his helmet. And I produced the Boston College coaches show yesterday here in Boston, WEEI, and Coach Halfley didn't have a problem with him throwing his helmet. He said he's frustrated. He said if he had a helmet himself, he would throw it. Are you okay with a player like that throwing your helmet? Did you ever throw your helmet like that?
Yeah, if I said no, but not yet. yes, usually. I mean, and it's an extreme situation, especially you just see some things out there, and I don't take that as frustration at his teammates. Sometimes the team misses some plays, and you miss some things, and you make slide of protection the wrong way. And, you know, in the end, it's like I say quarterback's the toughest position in all of sports to play. And you have to be the toughest because it's really the only position that you play that you don't get a chance to defend yourself, right? Like, you're back there and you're taught to not, you know, get caught up in the chaos while all is crazy about you. You got to stand in there and keep your eyes downfield. And you make a decision to throw the football and stand in there, and you pay the price for it. And when you're not able to defend yourself and someone's coming at you full speed, it goes against all the law of physics. So you can get frustrated when you take those shots, and then when you're just not executing, it adds on to the frustration. So I can see it. I didn't do it a lot, but it had some, you know, effect when you did do it, because it just shows that there's just a lot that's getting to you at that point.
Scott, BC's offensive issues, do they boil down to the offensive line play? I mean, it was supposed to be a really big year with the potential first-round pick at quarterback, some NFL prospects. What's been the problem?
Yeah, I mean, the thing with pass protection is that it's not just one group. It's not the quarterback. It's not the offensive line. It's not the receivers in and of itself. They all work together, right? So they all have to be on the same page. Receivers got to be running the right routes. They got to be running the right hops and sight adjustments. The offensive line has to be picking up the right guys. They have to pass off stunts and twists. Quarterback has to slide the protections and have to get rid of the ball, step up into the pocket. Like, it's a complete unit thing, and I think that it's easy to blame the linemen when they're losing matchups and getting the quarterback getting hit. But there's a lot more that goes into it than just the offensive line. And it's the easy way out to blame them, and sometimes because people just see the offensive line trying to block and missing a guy, but there's more that goes into it than that, so it's not just an easy explanation.
Pretty big game. Obviously, Maine coming down here should be kind of a pushover, but you never know. You got four ACC games in a row coming after that. Is it important for them to play a lot of bodies this week to get some experience, or is it important to keep the varsity in for the most of the time?
It's important to win the game.
Yep.
I mean, it's important to get some confidence and work on some stuff. I think, you know, as we talked about a couple weeks ago, because of the lack of preseason games, these first two games are really a telltale sign of who you are, right? You go into the first two games thinking about what you want to be, and then after those first two games, you figure out who you are, and you have to make the adjustments accordingly. Like, you may want to do a lot of things, whether it's push the ball down the field or be a heavy run team or you know, be a rhythm pass team. But if you're not able to execute it based on personnel and maybe injuries and certain things, you have to make adjustments and adapt to what you are. And it's going to be interesting to see BC and the adjustments that they make. And let this be said, is that the kids that are playing, I mean, it hurt that they lost two of their tackles, one before the game and one during the game. They're a talented group. They just lack experience and confidence. And confidence is a tough thing to, you know, to gain without getting the experience and having some success, right? So I do think that they have talent. They just need to get a little confidence and really kind of get some positive things going their way. And then once that starts to happen, you get to see who you really are. The moment doesn't freak you out. You know, you're not having 75,000 people screaming at you. And that doesn't bother you when you get that experience because you're just in the zone and you're in playing. But, you know, the only way to get experience is to play, and you got to kind of take your lumps and learn from it. But that's the way that you gain that valuable lesson.
Is having a 1AA team kind of thing, Maine coming to town, the right kind of the right time for a team like that to come down for the Eagles potentially get some confidence back?
Well, sure ain't the wrong time,
yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's probably welcome. I think, you know, you just need to go out and you know, beat an inferior opponent and just get on the right track and get a win. You know, you get that win, and who knows what happens. It can build on top of it, and then you find some things out about your team and what you do, and then you have that ability after that to kind of set the tone for the rest of the year with some tough games coming up because you go, you know, you got Florida State, and then you go Clemson. Like, it's just, it's not easy sledding because you're getting into that tough part of the ACC. But if you find a formula that works and you start to get better at it and rep it and get used to it, then, you know, you can build some momentum.
But, Mute, any given Sunday, you know what can happen. And look at what happened last week when you have App State being beating number six, Texas A&M, Marshall beating your favorite team in the Fighting Irish. Are we going to see more? Are we going to see more of this in college football? Where you going to?
Is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very pleasant good evening to you on a very pleasant evening at Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin. The Las Vegas Aviators, the AAA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, are playing Game 3 of a six-game series against the Seattle Mariners' top affiliate. That is the Tacoma Rainiers. Well, it's been almost deja vu all over again in the first two games. They've been almost carbon copies. Good wins for Tacoma and really tough losses for Las Vegas. In fact, the two games have been so similar, they've ended with the same score. Tacoma won the first game 8-7. They won last night 8-7 when the Aviators had a tying run 90 feet away with two outs in the ninth inning and the potential winning run at first before the game ended. So the Aviators, two tough losses. They are on the brink of being mathematically eliminated now from the playoffs, but we'll see what happens. Tonight, this is the matchup. Two left-handers. Hogan Harris out of Lafayette, Louisiana, gets the start for the Aviators, making his sixth appearance all-star since coming up from the AA Midland team. He is 0-2 with an ERA of an even 9. And veteran left-hander Tommy Malone is 3-1 with a nice 2.16 ERA. He'll get the start for Tacoma. Malone, how much of a veteran? How about 37 years old? Or 35 years old? Check that. Don't want to oversell that. 35-year-old Tommy Malone. Malone's had some arm issues, so we're told he's only going to pitch a couple of innings, but he does get the start. He's been around a long time and has been through a lot. We'll go over that as we move forward. And for Malone, he's been with a myriad of organizations, but certainly has put up good numbers while he's been with the Tacoma Rainiers this year. Much more to come, the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show before Game 3 of this series and the homestand, which will continue after Tacoma's finished on Sunday with the Reno Aces coming in on Tuesday of next week. And I'll have a lot more for you coming up right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Point Stephanie, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com, official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Visit Best Mattress today to experience all the amazing new technological advances in mattresses. Advances like more support, regulated temperature, targeted pressure relief, antimicrobial fabrics. They can even help with snoring. You gotta see it to believe it. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now, get rollback pricing with savings up to $750 on Serta, Sealy, and Beautyrest mattresses. Quick delivery and easy financing too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friend. See store for details.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hey, welcome on back. Here we are at Las Vegas Ballpark. We'll take a look at the PCL standings and what's going on as far as the West is concerned. Because of all of the poor air quality because of the fires in the area, that Sacramento-Reno series, the first two games had been postponed. So they played today a single game in Sacramento just because it's only 2 hours away in the bus and they needed to start getting that series going. They played a single game today earlier, and the Sacramento Rivercats beat Reno in 10 innings. The final score was 2-1. So the Aviators are now 8.5 back of Reno going into tonight's game here against the Tacoma Rainiers. Everybody else is an also-ran. Tacoma's actually only one game behind the Aviators in third place, but if Tacoma wins this game, they'll be tied for second with Las Vegas. Salt Lake's 13 back. Sacramento is 15 back. As far as anything else is concerned, in the Eastern Division, a very tight race. El Paso, San Diego's top affiliate, leading the Oklahoma City Dodgers by 2. Round Rock only 3 back with a couple of weeks to play. That's the Texas Rangers AAA affiliate. And further back, Sugarland 11 back, Albuquerque 17. They're in the fourth inning in El Paso. Round Rock just scored 5 runs in the fourth to take a 6-4 lead over El Paso. And again, if Round Rock wins, they pick up a game. They'll be 2 back of El Paso. Oklahoma City began the night in second place, 2 back of El Paso. And in the seventh inning in Albuquerque, the Oklahoma City Dodgers lead Albuquerque by a score of 2-0. The other game, sixth inning, Salt Lake 5 and Sugar Land 2. As we check the Major League scoreboard and move forward there, then we'll take a break and come back with tonight's starting lineup. Seventh inning in Houston, the Astros lead Oakland 5-2. Eighth inning, Mets playing at home leading Pittsburgh 6-1. In the eighth inning, Minnesota leads Kansas City 3-2. Eighth inning, Reds 3, Cardinals 1. First inning, San Diego, Arizona, no score in Phoenix. Earlier, the White Sox beat Cleveland 8-2. Tampa rolled by Toronto 11-0. And it was the Marlins over the Phillies. Final score was 5-3. We'll break and come back with tonight's starting lineups next, right after this.
I got Park Hill and West Valley covered on Tuesday.
At Marita's Pool Service, the current staffing plan doesn't hold water.
Three more neighborhood pools on the same day.
She needs more pool technicians to dive into work headfirst.
That's awesome, but now we're shorthanded.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, Buddy.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
All right, welcome back. A little Deep Purple taking us further into the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. And we got the starting lineup first for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers. They're Seattle's top farm team, 66 wins, 71 defeats, managed by former catcher Tim Fedorovich. Las Vegas has won 12 of 20 against Tacoma this year. The Rainiers lead off with one of the top prospects in the Seattle system, and he is left fielder Cade Marlowe with big numbers at AA, and he's up here now. We'll see how he does. Good power, good speed. That's what they say. The number two hitter in the order tonight for Tacoma, this shortstop, Mason McCoy. Hitting third, the designated hitter, that's Kyle Lewis. The cleanup hitter is the center fielder, Jared Kelnick. Hitting fifth and catching, Brian O'Keefe. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Luis Torrens. Hitting seventh at third, Eric Mejia. Batting eighth at second base, Jonathan Villar. Hitting ninth and right, Marcus Wilson, with lefty Tommy Malone on the mound. Three wins and one defeat, a 2.16 ERA for the 35-year-old left-hander. We'll have the Aviators lineup for you when we return, as we have concluded this edition of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show on a beautiful September night at Las Vegas Ballpark. We'll step aside and come back and give you the Las Vegas lineup, and we'll get the ball game started as well right here from Las Vegas Ballpark coming up after these commercial messages.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Aviator 1, suited up in my Iron Man uniform.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are in superhero mode as we battle the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. On Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free women's purse, courtesy of Pulte Homes. Then, on Saturday, it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Get a free Marvel comic book with a custom Aviators cover, only available at the game. A noon game on Sunday finishes out the weekend. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ooh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Department of Public Safety and Transportation.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Welcome on back. Game two was last night, and again, a tough Aviator loss, 8-7, and that's been the score of the first two games of this series. And for tonight, it's $2 beer night. If you're cruising around without any plans for the evening, come on by, because they've got the inexpensive suds for tonight. And then tomorrow, it'll be game four, also a 7:05 game, 6:50 pregame once again. And for tomorrow, the matchup will be Jared Koenig coming off a gem of a game in Sacramento. We got his sixth win against six losses. And the left-hander from Cuba, Roenis Elias, who's 2-2, will pitch for Tacoma tomorrow night, Saturday, 7:05. Austin Warner, left-hander, will pitch for Tacoma. And tentatively, it's Mason Miller, will be making his AAA debut for the Aviators, hard-throwing righty up from Class A Lansing. Sunday, by the way, just as a reminder, this coming Sunday will be the Aviators' first day game since June 5th. With the weather cooling off some, they're going to play a day game Sunday here at Las Vegas Ballpark against Tacoma. 12:05. Hope you'll join us for that one. Las Vegas leads off at third base tonight with Mickey McDonald. Batting second, first baseman Jordan Diaz. Hitting third, the second baseman Nate Mondu. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, that's Matt Davidson. Batting fifth in left field, Connor Capel. In the sixth spot, the shortstop, Kevin Smith. Batting seventh in center field will be Luis Barrera. Hitting eighth in catching, William Simonite, as Bo Taylor gets the day off. And batting ninth in right field will be Dalton Kelly. And on the mound, lefty Hogan Harris. Loosening up now. The lefty is 6'1", 230, 25 years old, from Lafayette, Louisiana. Went to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and was a third-round pick by Oakland 4 years ago in the draft of 2018. I mentioned tomorrow, the Friday night game for Game 4, that is Pulte Homes Women's Purse Night. So those will go out to the first 2,000 fans. And the Saturday game is Marvel Night and Free Comic Book Night. So for you collectors, make it out here Saturday. Gates will open promptly at 6 o'clock. Hogan Harris had respectable numbers at AA before he came up to AAA. He's got a history of arm trouble. We've chronicled that in the past. And since he got here, he has been beaten in both of his home starts and has no decision in any of his three road starts. Two of those starts were in Sacramento, including his most recent start, which was 6 days ago when he lasted four innings against the River Cats, throwing a season-high 73 pitches, allowed three runs earned on six hits. It's the first time he has ever seen or faced the Tacoma Rainiers. And Cade Marlowe steps in, first ball swinging, grounds it, fouled outside, first strike, 1-0-1. All right, we touched on this young man during the pregame show, but you've got to expand when you've got a prospect like this. Marlowe is 6'1", 210, 25 years old, from Tifton, Georgia, drafted in 2019 in the 20th round. The pitch is ball 1-1-1. And Marlowe at AA Arkansas did just about everything. He hit 291. He hit 20 home runs, stole 36 bases in 46 tries. Fastball's a strike at 91. It's 1-2. And he drove in 86 runs. You can't ask for much more than that. It's not his AAA debut. He played one game with the Rainiers last year when he was in A-ball and AA for much of the year. Breaking ball just outside. It looked like a cutter that barely missed away. 87 miles an hour. 2-2 now. Lefty on lefty, Cade Marlowe. So Marlowe was the Mariners Minor League Player of the Year last year. There's a fastball in there. Strike three called at 92 miles an hour. Great pitch. And Harris dotted the inside corner at the knees for that one. So young Marlowe has that at bat in his memory bank for next time. And the batter now is the shortstop, Mason McCoy. So now, anyway, interesting, Marlowe was in Seattle to accept the award for being the top minor league player in the Seattle system. And the Rainiers, of course, they had a bunch of guys called up. And so they said, hey, how'd you like to go down and get a triple-A game under your belt? So he went down the road to Tacoma, promptly went 2-for-3 with a double into the right field corner. Okay, made his presence felt right away. McCoy fouls the first pitch away, strike one. 0-1 on Mason McCoy. Mason McCoy, 5'11", 185, 27 years old, Midwest guy. He's from Peoria, Illinois, came over in a trade with Baltimore. Right-handed batter takes a fastball up and in from Hogan Harris. Ball one, one ball and one strike is the count on Mason McCoy. McCoy starts off this game hitting 251. Here's the pitch. He chases a low breaking ball at 78 miles an hour. He's way out in front, and the count is one ball and two strikes. McCoy is saying something to the plate umpire, Robert Nunez, and not quite sure what the conversation is about. And McCoy just now getting back in the batter's box. McCoy playing shortstop throughout the series. Hitless yesterday in four bats. He swings and misses and strikes out. So Harris jumps out in front with two quick strikeouts. And the batter's the designated hitter, Kyle Lewis. Lewis was 1-for-5 yesterday with three strikeouts, but his ninth inning home run broke the 6-6 tie. Hitting 239, the pitch to him. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 71 miles an hour floating on in there. One strike to count. Game one, Lewis 0-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. He struck out four times in the first two games. Five times, that is. Pitch is down and in. One ball and one strike is the count now. So Hogan Harris looking for his first Triple-A win and his first time at home. Fastball foul back 1-2. Again, he's made two starts at home, and he was a losing pitcher each time. Sugarland was here, and Sugarland beat the Aviators 4 out of 6 in that series, and Harris absorbed two of those losses, although the second one, he pitched decently, three innings, allowed one unearned run, but it was enough to beat him. Here is the 1-2 to Kyle Lewis now. Fastball's high, 2-2, 93 miles an hour. Harris, fastball in the low 90s, anywhere from 90 to 92, sometimes will touch 93. He has that jug-handled curveball in the low 70s, a slider, and a straight change. There's that breaking ball, line to left, a base hit. He got the pitch up. Connor Capel over to pick it up and sail it back in. To the two-out single left by the DH, Kyle Lewis keeps the first inning alive for Tacoma, and Jared Kelnick will settle in now. Las Vegas on defense, Jordan Diaz at first, Nate Mondu at second. Kevin Smith at short. Mickey McDonald at third. Connor Capel in left. Luis Barrera in center. And Dalton Kelly in right. William Simonite catching for Hogan Harris. You can hear the Jared Kelnick fan club down below. There's the pitch. Fastball just outside. It was close at 91 miles an hour. Harris staring in, thought he had a strike. Now they want to challenge it. The Aviators' first challenge of the night with Jared Kelnick at the plate. Aviators felt it caught the outside corner. Robert Nunez felt differently. We're not seeing the graphic yet, but we'll get a decision whether we see the graphic or not. They're saying it's a strike. So it's overturned. It is a strike to Kelnick, and the count to Kelnick is 0-1. Hogan Harris stretches a look at first. Lewis, a modest lead over there, held on by Jordan Diaz, and that little cutter came in low at 88. Now the count is one ball and one strike on Jared Kelnick. So for Kelnick, his first ever at bat against Hogan Harris. Kelnick has done tremendously well against the Aviators. We talked about that before, and he bombs one to deep right. Back goes Kelly, away back, forget it. Kelnick is a one-man wrecking ball against the Las Vegas Aviators. He's done it all year, and he just did it again. That's his 16th home run of the year. He now has 59 RBIs. And the Aviators, who have been giving up a lot of early runs of late, give up two here in the first inning. And now it is a 2-0 lead for the Rainiers. But Kelnick, In last night's game, he was 1-for-4 with a double and a walk and scored twice, and that's a moral victory. And a lot of his outs have been hit hard. First game, he was 2-for-4. And right now, he homers. Here's the catcher, Brian O'Keefe. Fastball taken high, ball one, 1-0. O'Keefe hitting 255, 13 homers and 36 batted in. He did not play yesterday. Josh Morgan, the other Tacoma catcher, did the catching. And he swings and misses at a fastball at 91. 1-1. O'Keefe did play in game one, 0-for-2 with two walks and a run scored. Two of his home runs have been against the Aviators this year. Here's the 1-1. And O'Keefe, the Albany, New York native, swings at a chest-high fastball and misses at 91. One ball and two strikes on Brian O'Keefe. Luis Torrens, playing first base tonight, is on deck. There's the curveball down and in at 73 miles an hour. And it's a 2-2 count on Brian O'Keefe. Kelnick has elevated his numbers. They're not easy to elevate when you're hitting the way he is. Pitch foul back, 2-2. 426 against the Aviators. This is a 280 hitter against the rest of the league. Actually, against the rest of the league, it's below 280. But against the Aviators, is at 426, knocked in 14 runs. Here's the 2-2. There's an off-speed pitch, roll foul to the third base dugout. It stays 2-2 on Brian O'Keefe. Hogan Harris, trying for his first AAA win. He pitched twice in that road trip, once in Reno, once in Sacramento, no decision either time. Pitch barely missed, off-speed pitch, a little bit outside perhaps. And a count full at 3-2 on O'Keefe. Harris, feet together on the rubber, working quickly, has the sign from Simonite. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. So he gets three strikeouts in the first, but before he gets to the third one, a couple of things happen, like a Lewis single and another home run by Jared Kelnick. Two runs, two hits, no errors, no one left. And at the end of half an inning of play, Tacoma 2, the Aviators against Tommy Malone are coming up.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, we'll go to the bottom of the first. The Las Vegas Aviators coming up against Tommy Malone. And it's not a question of where he's been. It's a question of where has he not been. 35-year-old Tommy Malone. Malone, again, we mentioned it before, but it bears repeating. He's had some arm soreness, so they say he'll be limited to just a couple of innings tonight. 35 years old. He's originally from Saugus, California. And he previously had big league time with the following teams. Tommy Malone, the Washington Nationals, the Oakland Athletics, the Minnesota Twins, Milwaukee Brewers, New York Mets, Seattle Mariners, Baltimore Orioles, Atlanta Braves, and the Toronto Blue Jays. I've been everywhere, man. Pitches low ball one to Mickey McDonald. Mickey McDonald hitting 299. Malone's pitch is a liner caught by a jumping Mason McCoy. McCoy gauged the flight of that ball as he backed up onto the outfield grass and timed it right and took a hit away from Mickey McDonald with a nice play. One out for Jordan Diaz. Defensively, Tacoma checks out this way with a 2-0 lead over the Aviators in the first inning. Luis Torrens at first, Jonathan Villar at second, Mason McCoy at short, Eric Mejia is at third. The pitch is inside, ball one on Diaz. The newcomer, Cade Marlowe, is out in left field. Jared Kelnick patrolling center. Around and right, Marcus Wilson with Brian O'Keefe catching. There's a fastball driven to deep center. Kelnick racing back, looking up, and that one's off the wall. And racing for second base is Diaz. The throw, he's in head first with a double. Jordan Diaz picking up where he left off. In last night's game, he had two singles and a home run, and he was 1-for-5 in the first game. So Diaz now is over 350, and for Diaz, a double off the center field wall. Batter Nate Mondu now. Anyway, Malone lived in Santa Clarita for a while and went to Saugus High School. He then went to USC and played for the Trojans. He pursued a degree at that time in public policy and development. The number two starter in the Trojan rotation. And Washington drafted him way back in 08. Fastball, strike on one. How long ago was that? Washington was barely a couple of years removed from being the Montreal Expos. Hello, 0-1. But, boy, Malone's had great numbers at Tacoma. 2.16 ERA. Here is the strike one to Mondu, who played a good game yesterday. Fastball is down low. And the count, one ball and one strike. Nate Mondu. Mondu had two more hits yesterday, and I talked to him before the game about the defensive plays. He made some excellent defensive plays at second base also. Here's the 1-1 on the way from Malone. And Nate hits a ground ball back up the middle. The shortstop, McCoy, behind the bag to pick it up and throw him out. So three pretty well-hit balls here. But McCoy made a nice play, hustling to his left to prevent that ball from going into center. Diaz advanced to third. Fran Reardon right there next to him. Two outs for Matt Davidson now. Matt at 295, leads the team with 27 home runs. He's got 58 RBIs, one more than Mondu for the team lead there. So Diaz at third, two down, and Malone delivers. Fastball at missing at 86 miles an hour, 1-0. At this point in his career, Malone, very much the crafty left-hander with a wide variety of pitches in his arsenal. He winds in, here's the 1-0, and an off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed, 80 miles an hour with good sink. 1-1 on Matt Davidson. Davidson is homered in each of the first two games of the series. Game one off Justice Sheffield. Yesterday against Connor Wade. High drive, right center. Going back is Kelnick at the wall. And Kelnick leaps up at the wall. And he cannot make the catch. So Davidson is on his way to third. He'll make it with a triple as Diaz scores. And the Rainiers lead is cut to 2-1. Jared Kelnick nearly made a spectacular play at the fence in right center. The wind is blowing out that way, but he couldn't quite get it. And so Diaz, of course, waltzed in from third. And for Matt Davidson, he doesn't hit many three-baggers. That's his first triple of the year. And it's a 2-1 game. And here's Capel. And the pitch is inside, ball one. So four well-hit balls in the inning. Capel, been with the team less than a week. Pitch, fastball, that's a strike. One ball to one strike. Capel out of the Cardinal organization, played four games with the Aviators, 6-for-17. That's a .353 average. His overall average for the year, .263. 10 homers, 41 batted in. He had been at Memphis. Pitch is down low. Ball two. 2-1 on Connor Capel. So it's 2-1 Tacoma in the bottom of the first inning. Decent crowd here for the $2 beers. Expect a nice crowd tomorrow on the Friday night, then the Saturday night game as well. There's a bunt attempt by Capel. He tried a drag bunt on a breaking ball, fouled it back. Two balls and two strikes on Connor Capel. Capel out of Katy, Texas. Malone has time in this league. When he was Oakland property about 10 years ago, he was with the Sacramento River Cats. Actually, in 2013, he was there. Here's the pitch. And the breaking ball a little low at 77, 3-2 on Connor Capel. He went traded to the Twins for Sam Fold, then signed a free agent deal with Milwaukee going into 2017. The Mets claimed him off waivers. Washington signed him to a minor league deal. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball low, ball four. Capel draws the first walk allowed by Malone. Runners at the corners and two outs for Kevin Smith. And the beat went on. At one point, he replaced Steven Strasburg in the Washington Nationals rotation. Then the Mariners signed him to a deal going into 2019. He was with Tacoma at that time, then called up on May 21st. Then Baltimore signed him to a minor league deal in February of 2020 and called him up for a while. And then Atlanta had him for the latter part of 2020 when he was traded for two players. And then Toronto got him in the early part of the 2021 season. Then the Reds got him late in 2021. Pitches down and in, ball one, 1-0. This is his second stint with the Mariners. He signed a minor league deal with them April 1st this year. Kevin Smith is 5-for-10 in this series with a home run. He's really picked it up. His average is .242 with five homers. Line drive caught by a leaping Mason McCoy. He barreled up on an 81-mile-an-hour pitch. And Malone fortunate because everything was hit hard in this inning. And his shortstop McCoy caught two line drives. One by McDonald and that one by Smith would have tied the game. So the Aviators settle for one run on two long hits. No errors. They leave two. And at the end of one, the score, Tacoma 2 and the Aviators 1.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
All right, after one, 2-1 Tacoma. Hogan Harris back on the so-called bump. Fastball, little bit outside, ball one to Luis Torrens, who didn't play in game one. He's listed as a catcher, but playing first base in this game. And the pitch. And that fastball missed for ball two. 2-0. Torrens played second base in yesterday's game, playing first base in this game. What a game he had. 4-for-4. Two singles, a double, and a home run for Torrens. Kicked his average all the way up to .276. The pitch. Fouled off to the right out of play. Fastball at 89. Two balls and one strike. T-O-R-R-E-N-S. Luis Torrens. Torrens is from Valencia, Venezuela. 26 years old. 6 feet tall, 217. Came over in a trade from the San Diego Padres to the Seattle system. And the 2-1 pitch a little down and in at 91. 3-1 on Torrens. Eric Mejia, the switch-hitting third baseman, is on deck, and then another switch hitter, Jonathan Villar, who's at second base tonight, as he was in game one. Fastball strike on the inside corner. Torrens was starting to go to first base. He's got to come back. 3-2. Reneers with a very attractive cherry red tops with the gray pants and the dark piping down the sides. Names and numbers and Snow White on the back. Here's the 3-2 on the way. Fastball, ground ball to short, charging it and scooping it nicely with a short hop on the forehand side of Smith to fire it over to Diaz. Then there's one out. They get Torrens out for the first time in the series. The batter is Eric Mejia. All right, so here's Mejia. Mejia is hitting 266, 13 homers and 51 batted in. And he looks at a fastball a tad inside, perhaps. Ball one, 1-0. Mejia was 0-for-3 with a sacrifice bunt in game one of this series. And then yesterday, collected one hit and five at-bats. He hasn't hit the Aviators terribly hard yet this year. The 1-0, drive to right center. And just as soon as I say that, he hits the ball to the 380 side. Over to get it is Barrera. And Mejia cruises into second base with a double. Now the ball gets away. He's trying to go to third. The throw, McDonald tags him, and he's out. Mejia will be credited with a double, and he tried to take third. Barrera got the ball to Kevin Smith. Ball bounced and was right to the right of the 380 side. Mejia was stopping. And he saw the throw get away, and it got to Smith, who threw the ball to McDonald, who had the ball waiting for him. The ball was supposed to be thrown to Nate Mondu, but it got by him, and Smith was there to back it up and make the play. There's a strike 0-1. 8-6-5 it goes. So the Aviators catch a break right there. BR with an 0-1 count fouls a 92 mile an hour fastball back. And the count is nothing and two on the switch hitting VR, hitting 275 and 102 at-bats. Three homers, 19 batted in. 2-1 Tacoma. We're in the top of the second inning. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on an off-speed pitch at 78 miles an hour. That's the inning. So Harris has struck out four through two. No runs, one hit, no errors, and no one left. And at the end of an inning and a half, it is Tacoma 2 and the Aviators 1.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
All right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no costs, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy.
So call The Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Hey, welcome back. All right, we'll go to the bottom of the second. We're in a lot of action in this game, that's for sure. 2-1 Tacoma. The Aviators hit everything hard in the first inning against Tommy Malone, and they're already buzzing a little bit. Some people walking around in the Tacoma bullpen. We're told Malone will be limited tonight with his pitches because of some recent arm soreness. Luis Barrera, who ended the game last night by looking at a third strike, as Tacoma won the game 8-7, takes ball one low. Luis trying to shake himself out of a slump. And the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Luis is at 267 starting off this game. He's got six homers and 41 batted in. And the pitch. That's a called strike on the inside corner at 86. One ball and two strikes the count. Malone. Fastball, cutter, curveball, changeup. Got a two-seamer with some sink that he'll throw every once in a while. The pitch is a breaking ball, dribble foul. Looked like the curveball that time at 80, and he hit a little roller foul to the right. So Barrera trying to shake himself loose. Last homestand, he hit pretty well, but he had a rough road trip to Reno and Sacramento and was taken off the 40-man roster and cleared waivers. Pitch is lifted foul to the left, and it's going to go into the seats. It is a one-ball, two-strike count on Barrera. The wind is blowing rather briskly out to right field now. An inviting target for left-handed hitters, no doubt. William Simonite on deck, then Dalton Kelly after that. Malone turns in the 1-2 pitch. Curveball grounded up the middle. Base hit for Luis Barrera. Kelly gets it back in. So the Aviators have a single, double, and a triple. Two of the outs in the first were line drives caught by the shortstop McCoy. And here's Simonite. So far, Malone not fooling a lot of people. And here comes William Simonite. A rare start for the former Cornell and Wake Forest player, Glen Ellyn, Illinois. Simonite been in 15 games hitting .241. Big right-handed batter swings and misses strike one. William, the homers in five batted in. Barrera at first, runs well, seven steals and 10 tries. And Malone rotates the ball behind his back, okays the sign of O'Keefe, looks at Barrera, comes home. Simonite hits a ground ball to third, and Mejia's got it. Now he drops it, picks it up, throws, and throws the ball away, trying to get Simonite. Over to third goes Barrera. The throw, he slides, and he's safe. And the Aviators have runners to the corners and nobody out. Mejia initially, if he handles the ball cleanly, he's got a double play. And the ball was juggled by Mejia. Then he rushed his throw. As a result of that play, and again, he rushed his throw after juggling the ball. So the first mistake was the bobble. There's a ground ball fouled outside first by Dalton Kelly, strike one, or in the bottom of the second, 2-1 Tacoma. And then Mejia recovered, tried to throw out Simonite, made a bad throw. There's no way Torrens could catch that ball. And the ball bounced, and then Torrens got it. Barrera racing for third, barely made it with a good slide. He nearly got tagged out, but he was in there. There's a strike to Kelly, and the count is 0-2. So for Eric Mejia, it's the unfortunate situation where you get charged two errors on one play. He's charged with a fielding error for the bobble and then the throwing error. Runners of the corners, nobody out. 0-2 on Dalton Kelly. Here's the stretch and the pitch. And that's an inside pitch at 78. 1-2. Kelly hitting .214 with 13 home runs. He was 1-for-5 last night, and there were two outs in the ninth inning. He laid a good at-bat on Tacoma reliever Nick Ramirez and singled in pinch runner Vince Fernandez to make it a one-run game. He hits a soft liner towards second. The ball bounced once, and the grub, the throw to second for one, on to first. That is a double play. A soft liner hit to Jonathan Villar. The ball bounced. Villar grabbed it and fed McCoy to get Simonite, and the throw to first was in time to get Kelly, or so they say, looking at the replay. And it was an extremely close play at first. Fran Reardon's over there discussing it with the umpire who made the call, Dylan Wilson. It does tie the game at two. There's no RBI for Kelly. And that little soft liner. And it is a 4-6-3 double play. And the Aviators tied the game. Two outs, nobody on for Mickey McDonald, who lined out to a leaping Mason McCoy, the shortstop, in the first inning. 2-2 game, bottom of the second. And Mickey takes a pitch in the dirt, ball one. 1-0. Hash House a-go-go scoreboard. Ted Wiens trivia question. We got a good Ted Wiens trivia question tonight. Yes, we do. One ball and no strikes on Mickey McDonald. Mickey, .298. Two homers, 16 batted in. Checks his swing on a pitch that's low. Ball two. 2-0. Tommy Malone, well-traveled left-hander at 35 years old, delivers the 2-0. There's a bounding ball in the right field, a base hit by McDonald. He slapped the grounder between Villar and Torrens. So McDonald is one for two. That ground ball on the right. Fourth hit for the Aviators, second of the inning. And the batter, Jordan Diaz, who doubled off the center field wall in the first and scored on Matt Davidson's triple. Diaz has certainly made his presence felt against Tacoma. He's now 5 for 11 against them. Vince Fernandez and Mickey McDonald, Billy McKinney, all over 300 against Tacoma pitching. Pitch and misses for ball one, 1-0. Matt Davidson, under 190 coming in, but he's having a decent series. He just hit a triple. Here's the 1-0. Throw to first instead, and McDonald back in. Mickey, a threat to go. He's got 7 steals and 11 tries. 2 outs. McDonald at first in the bottom of the second. The game tied at 2. Here's the stretch by Malone. Lefty looks at first. Mickey has a decent lead over there. It is a changeup hit right back to Malone. He's got it. Turns and throws his man out. And that's the inning. So Diaz out in front on the changeup. Rolls back to the box. He's 1 for 2. In the Aviators' second, they tie the game with 1 run on 2 hits, 2 errors, and 1 man left on base. At the end of 2, the game is tied at 2.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
All right, well, we've had 2 rather eventful innings here. Russ Langer and Matt Nevert will be along in a little bit. Top of the third, Hogan Harris back even at 2 apiece. And Marcus Wilson batting ninth, a Los Angeles native, leading things off. Right-handed batter takes a pitch a little low at 90, ball 1. 1-0. Marcus Wilson hitting .213. He does have 15 home runs and has knocked in 46 runs. And they want to challenge that pitch. The Aviators believe the pitch was a strike. It was called a ball. And they challenge result. We'll see it. And it is a ball. It's too low. So the Aviators don't get that challenge, which means they'll get 2 more. Here now. Here's the 1-0. Long drive to deep left center field. Back goes Barrera and Capel looking up, and that ball is gone. Marcus Wilson unloads. And that long home run for Wilson, his 16th of the year. And the batter is going to be Cade Marlowe. That was a no-doubter. The second home run of the game by the Rainiers, and they take a 3-2 lead. All right, here now is Cade Marlowe, who struck out looking in the first. Fastball, a strike at the knees on the outside corner. Good pitch. 0-1. Talk about Marlowe before. Out of a school called West Georgia. The pitch, breaking ball, bounced to first base. 2 hops for Diaz. He runs to the base and gets there. Hit of the speedy Marlowe. That Marlowe can run. 1 out. in the third, and the batter is Mason McCoy, who struck out swinging in the first inning. So Hogan Harris, whose longest start since he got to AAA, was four innings. He's done it twice, once, or actually both times in Sacramento. Pitches high ball 1-1-0. Hogan Harris now at 41 pitches, 26 strikes as we play in the third inning with one out. McCoy, 250, 17 homers, 55 batted in, and 20 steals. Takes high, ball two, 2-0. Harris back with a 2-0. Swing and a miss. Good fastball at 92. Throw it right by him with a one-handed swing. Two balls and one strike is the count. And the 2-1. Slow curve, a little low at 72. Ball three. Three balls and one strike is the count now. Harris, A's third-round pick 4 years ago. Tommy John surgery, so he missed last year. The pitch is swung on and missed. The fastball, 3-2. Went to St. Thomas More High School in Lafayette and stayed at home for college, University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Harris family tradition, that school. Both of his parents graduated there, and they're both former athletes. The changeup is high. Tried a 3-2 change. He missed. First walk for Harris. McCoy, who is a base-stealing threat, is now at first base with one out for Kyle Lewis. 3-2 Tacoma in the third inning. McCoy, I mentioned his 20 steals. He's only been caught twice, so don't be surprised if he's running. Lewis singled to left in the first with two outs and scored in the Kelnick home run. And Harris steps away from the rubber for a moment. Lewis at 246, 10 home runs now, 28 runs batted in. McCoy at first, the pitch. Swings and fouls a fastball back, strike one, 0-1. In Lafayette, there is a coach named Tony Robichaud, and he had running a baseball camp for youngsters. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, 1-1. Robichaud is the coach at the University of Louisiana Lafayette, I should say. And he recommended that Harris attend a baseball camp run by Ron Wolforth, the renowned Texas baseball ranch. And that appeared to really help Harris in his formative years. 1-1 is down low, smothered by Simonite, ball two. 2-1. When he came back from that camp, he went on to become the ace of his high school pitching staff and was the team's winning pitcher in the Class 4A state semifinal game. Here now is the look. Harris with a 2-1 count. McCoy takes his lead, and the pitch is inside, and it rolls in front of the plate, ball three. Three balls and a strike now. His mom played softball at University of Louisiana Lafayette in the 90s and was an All-American there, and then now on the Ragin' Cajuns Letterman Club. And Hogan's grandfather, Joe Harris, played football at Auburn. The pitch is a swing and a miss. 3-2 on Kyle Lewis. But Harris, fastball, curveball, changeup mostly. He got that slider. He'll flip in there once in a while. McCoy might be running on a 3-2 with one. He's got about a four-step lead over there. And he draws a throw, sure enough, and he's scrambling back in there under the tag of Jordan Diaz. 3-2 Tacoma. We're in the top of inning number three. And so Harris, a check of his catcher, Simonite. McCoy leads off first with a 3-2 count and one out. Slide step and a line drive hit into center, and right there to make the catch is Barrera. He employed the slide step and still got the ball in there at 93 miles an hour. Lewis hit it hard, but he lines out to Luis Barrera. Two outs, and here's Kelnick, who hit the two-run home run to right center in the first inning. So again, Harris missed last year because of Tommy John. He did get back on the mound in the fall for the Arizona Fall League. Now the stretch and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner at 92 miles an hour to Kelnick. 0-1. Top of the third. Tacoma with a 3-2 lead now. Hogan Harris stretches a glance at first. McCoy leads. And the pitch. That's another strike. Same pitch. This time at 91. Right on the outside part. Two good pitches. He has a two-strike advantage on Kelnick, who's hitting 286 for the year, but is hitting 426 against the Aviators. 0-2 stretch. McCoy leads the pitch. A drive hit to left center. Racing over is Barrera on the run, and the ball lands, and it's grabbed by Barrera, who fires it in. Being waved in is McCoy. The throw to the plate is wide, and he is out. Good tag by Simonite, and McCoy is out on a double by Kelnick, and the inning is over. One run, two hits, no errors, one left. And at the end of two and a half, it is Tacoma 3 and the Aviators 2.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Welcome back. All right, we've had a lot of action in this game. I'll tell you what, this is the type of game you don't want to show up late. It's a 3-2 lead for the Rainiers. The Rainiers have had one man thrown out at home. They've had one man thrown out at third. And the Aviators are only down by a run. Well, he told you that Tommy Malone would probably only go a couple of innings, and that's exactly the case. He's lifted after two innings, and the new pitcher, righty Chris Mazza, who just joined the team, M-A-Z-Z-A. Mazza, the righty, wearing number 47 on the back of his cherry red jersey. He is 6'4", 190, 32 years old. He's from Walnut Creek, California. He was in the Tampa Bay organization last year. At Durham, he had good numbers, 4-1 with a 3.16 ERA out of the bullpen with a lot of strikeouts and not a lot of walks. Well, Mazza, who was Minnesota's 27th round back draft pick way back in 2011 out of Menlo Junior College, and paid his dues. Elizabethton, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Rapids again, Florida State League at Jupiter, Double A Jacksonville, Arkansas when he became a Mariners farmhand. He had seven games at New Orleans the last year that there was a PCL team there. There's a ground ball to second. Right there to grab it is Villar. He throws to first to get Mondu. First ball swinging. Mate is now 0 for 2 with a grounder to short and a grounder to second. One out for Matt Davidson now. Davidson hit his first triple of the year to right center. The center fielder, Kelnick, raced over, jumped up, and nearly made an amazing catch, but couldn't get it. So Davidson pedaled over to third as Diaz scored the first Aviator run. So, New Orleans, then the Mets picked him up, 2019, Syracuse and Double A Binghamton. Pitches a strike 0-1. Mets called him up for nine games. Oh, and one to count. Here's the pitch to Matt Davidson now. And it's outside, a slider. One ball and one strike. 1-1. Mazza facing Matt Davidson. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to Davidson. Breaking ball, foul back and to the right. That was an 85-mile-an-hour slider. 1-2 on Matt Davidson. 3-2 Rainiers in the bottom of the third. Mazza, born in the San Francisco area. And he is a distant relative of Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, not bad bloodlines right there. Curveball outside at 76, 2-2. According to Mazza, Joe DiMaggio was his grandmother's cousin. Mazza went to Clayton Valley High in nearby Concord. Here's the 2-2. Fastball a little outside at 89, 3-2. And, you know, some guys, some professional athletes are big right from the get-go. That was not the case with Mazza, as Tacoma is now challenging that last pitch. They thought it was a strike. And it looks like they won the challenge. Yep, it was a strike. So instead of the 2-2 pitch being a ball, the challenge overturns it, and Davidson is out on strikes. Two outs in the Vegas third. 3-2 Tacoma. The batter, Capel, who walked his first time up. Anyway, Mazza was not a big kid early. I mean, at high school, he was 5'6", 120 pounds. I mean, he only hit 238 in his junior and senior years. So the pitch pulled foul outside first, strike one, so he wasn't exactly in high demand. So he went over to Menlo Oaks College, where he began to get bigger and stronger and start to realize more of his potential. Here's the 0-1 to Capel. Mazza in his first inning of relief work for Tommy Malone, who went the two innings. Pitch is a little down and away with a sinker. One ball and one strike to count. But at that little school, Menlo Junior College, he pitched well and he hit well, 3.37. ERA at 2.37. And he just kept battling. Here's the 1-1. Capel takes low. Ball two. Two balls and one strike is the count. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Connor Capel, the Aviators' left-handed hitting left fielder. Down low, 3-1. Anyway, Mazza's father is a mason, and Mazza spent a lot of off-seasons working with his dad. And that'll get you into shape, 80-pound sacks of mortar, brick, all that stuff. Pitch is outside. Capel draws his second walk. He walked against Malone. Now he walks against Mazza. And that brings up Smith. Kevin Smith lined out in a nice play by Mason McCoy, the shortstop, his first time around. So here now is Kevin Smith, who despite lining out is 5 out of 11 in the series of the home run. The stretch by Mazza. And the pitch to Kevin Smith, who's up to 241 now. Capel goes, the pitch, the throw to second base, and he's out. Very good throw by O'Keefe. The pitch was ball one, but O'Keefe made a great throw. And Capel is caught stealing, and the Aviators are finished in the third. Nothing across. At the end of three, Tacoma 3 and the Aviators 2.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Steiner's, the new out-of-stop pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and on Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
We played 3-2. Tecomo, Russ Langer here, along with Matt Neverett. Hogan Harris on the mound for the Aviators, and catcher Brian O'Keefe of the Rangers takes a fastball inside, ball one. 1-0. So O'Keefe struck out swinging to finish the first. He's followed by Luis Torrens and then the number 7 hitter, third baseman Eric Mejia. Fastball driven in the air to center, but that's where Barrera hangs out. He goes back for it, and it's over his head. He grabbed it as the ball was going over his head. Really quite a play by Barrera. He was drifting back on that ball. And O'Keefe watching it as it went deep. And Luis was able to grab that one as he turned his back on home plate. Nice play.
Yeah, that one must have had some serious English on it. Definitely got legs as it was in the air. Barrera able to make the play for the out.
One out. Nice play by Barrera. Here's Luis Torrens, who rolled out to short his first time up. And a pitch. Change up and away. Ball one. 1-0.
Hogan Harris trying to get through four innings full for just the third time since joining the Aviators. Did it in his team debut on the 16th of August and then again on the 9th.
Righty Phillips Valdez begins to throw in the Tecoma pen. The pitch misses. It's 2-0. Eric Mejia on deck. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. Fourth inning. Interesting game. 3-2 in favor of the Rainiers. The pitch. Fastball. That's low. It is 3-0 now.
You and I had said it a couple of different times last night that if Tuesday was any indication, yesterday's game was going to be fun. And if the back-to-back fun, close games Tuesday, Wednesday any indication, we're in for yet another dogfight.
3-0. He's swinging 3-0, and he fouls it off to the right. Three balls and a strike. I just think we're going back to Chris Mazza. It's cool the way he found out. He was watching ESPN Classic with his older brother, and there was a feature, as we have timeout now, with Torrens going to get treatment on the bat. And Mazza, as a 9-year-old kid watching ESPN Classic with his older brother, there was a feature on the DiMaggio's, and his brother said to Chris Mazza, you know that's our cousin, right? What? That pitch is lifted foul to the right. That's back out of play. 3-2, his grandmother's cousin. So after that, of course, he got curious to start learning about Joe and his brother Dom and the brother Vince. So there you go. Degrees of separation. 3-2 pitches inside at a fastball. That's the second walk allowed by Harris, and 3-1/3. And it brings up Mejia, who doubled the right center. When he tried to stretch it to three, he was thrown out on the relay from Kevin Smith.
Third baseman. And Harris has done a good job of toning it down after a 25-pitch, two-run first inning. He's been pretty efficient so far. Could be really efficient if he can get a ground ball here.
Here's Mejia. And the pitch is a strike. It is 0-1 on Eric Mejia. Switch hitter hitting .267 now, the updated average. 13 homers, 51 batted in. Infield playing for two. Of course, at first, Diaz holds Torrens on. McDonald in tight at third. The pitch is just inside. That was close at 92. 1-1. Fourth inning. Tecoma leading 3-2. We have the Ted Wiens trivia question to toss in your direction here. Harris with a sign from Simonite. A look at first. Torrens a short lead. Curve in the dirt. Simonite picks it up in the right-handed batter's box to keep everybody where they are. Torrens holding it first. The count is 2-1 on Mejia.
A right-hander warming up in the Aviators' pen. They've got different numbers tonight with the specialty Monarch jerseys. And a right-hander warming up wearing number 7 out there.
And that's Jake Walkinshaw. Here's the 2-1. Fastball swung on and missed. Threw it right by him. 2-2 on Mejia with another switch hitter, Jonathan Villar, on deck. Fourth inning. It is a 3-2 lead for the Rainiers. Harris reads Simonite. Stretches. And delivers the 2-2 now. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. He elevated that one. Good pitch at 94 First time Harris has hit that on the gun tonight. Five strikeouts for Harris. Two outs for Villar, who struck out in the second.
You mentioned the fifth strikeout for Harris tonight. He's done an excellent job of changing up eye levels. He's thrown that fastball to all four quadrants and has not been afraid to reach back for a little something extra when needed.
So Villar steps in. And Marcus Wilson is out on deck. Ted Wiens trivia. Who was the first player in Major League history to hit three home runs in a game in both leagues? Three home runs in a game in each league. First guy to do that. Pitch foul back. Strike one. 0-1. And the answer will be coming up in the next half inning. Of course, we'll give Matt
a
crack at it.
Might need longer than that, though. The gear's churning. I'm sure I'll come up with something interesting.
You always do. The 0-1 stretch. VR waiting. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. He's got that fastball humming right now. 92. And the count is 0-2. He used it to strike out Mejia. And now he has a two-strike advantage on VR. 272 for VR. Three homers, 19 batted in. Torrens at first, a modest lead held on by Jordan Diaz. The 0-2. Fastball upstairs. Same type of idea with Mejia to elevate with two strikes, but the pitch was too high. And VR was not tempted. One ball and two strikes to count now. Simonite. Wigwagging a sign out to Harris. Harris okays this one. Stretches a glance at Torrens. There's a curve in the dirt. On his way down to second base is Torrens. Throwing a bounce and he's out. A one-hop throw by Simonite and a terrific play by Nate Mondu, who's having a really good series, including in the field. He slapped the tag on Torrens, who was trying to get down there, and he was out. That was a really fine play by Mondu. Simonite rushed his throw, but it was on target. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of three and a half, it is Tacoma 3 and the Aviators 2.
It's Chevy truck season, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find the truck for you and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of truck season. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Pace of that music kind of matches the pace of play here. Bottom of the fourth, a 3-2 lead. A lot of action in this one. And Chris Mazza goes an inning. No runs, no hits, a walk, and a strikeout. And now the new pitcher, the third pitcher for the Rainiers, and we're only in the fourth inning. Right-hander Phillips Valdez, former member of the Boston Red Sox. Valdez is 6'2", 160 pounds, 30 years old. From San Pedro de Macorís, picked up on waivers from the Red Sox. Just very recently, July 29th, the Red Sox last year and their AAA team at Worcester. He was at Worcester this year. Valdez at Worcester 1-0 with a 3.06 ERA in 14 games. He's also had 14 games with Tacoma, 0-1 with a 4.91, so he's 1-1 with a 3.9 ERA overall. His first pitch to Kevin Smith fouled away. Smith was at the plate when Connor Capel was out stealing to finish the third inning, and so Smith up with a fresh count. He's 0-1 with that line out to the shortstop. McCoy made a good play on him. Valdez, the slender righty, delivers the 0-1. Fastball, a little low, and it was close at 94. 1-1.
A definite rarity to end the bottom of the third and then the top of the fourth back-to-back with runners tagged out at second base trying to advance for both teams.
High foul. Right field foul territory. Torrens, the first baseman, angling over. Can't get it. Ball landed on the warning track. It was just way too far for Marcus Wilson. Wilson had to go on a 40-yard dash just to get in the area. And that's a very tough play for the first baseman. A lot of times you'll see the second baseman if there's not a shift on. But there was a shift, so VR didn't even try to get over there. 1-2.
Yeah, and that's among the toughest plays in all of baseball. In my opinion, at least, I think the only tougher play for an infielder is a catcher on a pop fly straight up. Because for the corner infielders trying to head towards the wall, you got to deal with a lot of different circumstances. And the wind blowing really strongly straight away tonight.
Here's the 1-2. That bounces in. Ball 2. 2-2 on Smith. Luis Barrera on deck, then William Simonite.
Just judging by the reaction of Torrens on that ball in foul ground, definitely think the wind pushed it because he looked like he was camped and then all of a sudden he was about 5 feet short.
Wind definitely played a role. Here's the 2-2 to Smith. He chases a low breaking ball and he's out on a slider. One out, the batter, Luis Barrera. Ted Wiens trivia. Who was the first player in Major League history to hit three home runs in the game, in a game in the American League, and then hit three home runs in a game for a National League team? That's the Ted Wiens trivia. Three home runs in a game for an American League team, then three home runs in a game for a National League team. And Barrera, who singled and scored in the second, standing in against Phillips Valdez. Here's the pitch. Fastball down and in. Ball one. Any guesses?
A couple of names popped into my mind because that's a rarity, especially in the older days of baseball. Three home runs in the same game and just totally throwing a name out there. Was it Reggie Jackson?
It was not.
Are we talking earlier than that?
Earlier than that.
Okay. Because that was one that popped up. You're just thinking of guys that had played in both leagues.
Sure. Time call. O'Keefe goes out there to visit with Valdez. Fourth inning, 3-2 Tacoma.
Now, it could be a trick question as far as, you know, an older team potentially in the National League. Was it Babe Ruth? I'm trying to think because when he was with Boston at the end, they were an NL team.
That it was a guy named George Herman Ruth because he hit three home runs in a game numerous times for the Yankees. And as many fans may know, he spent one part, not even an entire, part of one season, 1935, pitches swung on a foul tip at the plate, 1-1. In the National League with the Boston Braves. And even though he didn't do much there, he was kind of out of shape and really at the end. He hit three home runs in a game, and it happened to be, you know, that three home run game for the Boston Braves, the last home run he ever hit. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-1. He came into that game at Forbes Field, the Braves playing the Pirates, with 711 home runs. In that game, he hit 712, 713, and his last ever home run, 714 off Guy Bush. And the last one, here's the 2-1, Barrera hits a line drive base hit into center field. Kelnick in to pick it up. And Barrera is 2-for-2. Luis doing a good job of fighting out of his slump in this game. And here's Simonite, who reached on an error in the second inning. Anyway, the last home run that Babe Ruth ever hit, 7-14 at Forbes Field, went over the roof at Forbes Field. Now that is what you call an exit. That's how you bow out.
And they've got not only home plate where it is at that spot in the Cathedral of Learning at Pitt, the spot of that last home run is well marked.
Simonite takes outside ball one.
Yeah, it's basically the center of the University of Pittsburgh campus now where Forbes Field was. They've got home plate, a placard there, but they do have the marker. It's on a wall. I've seen it in person, yeah.
And the left field wall is still standing.
Yeah.
Here's the 1-0. There goes Barrera. The pitch is low. Throw to second base and a bounce goes into center field. Barrera gets up racing for third as Kelnick picks it up. And Luis is at third base now with a stolen base and a throwing error by Brian O'Keefe.
Second time Barrera's moved from second to third on the throwing error. Of course, this time he reached second on his own attrition. He's a difference maker on the base paths. And in a really tight game and games that have been tight all series, every 90 feet counts.
Eighth steal for Barrera in 11 tries. And the tying run is now at third. And Tacoma pulls the infield in. 2-0 on Simonite. RBI opportunity for him. Fastball up and in. It's 3-0. 95 miles an hour. Simonite hit the ground ball to Mejia, who went to his left. juggled it for an error, then threw it away for a second error. Infield in. Here's the 3-0 to Simonite. William takes a called strike. He was starting to peel off his body armor and head to first, but it's a strike 3-1. Or his ankle armor, you might call it.
He's got the two straps going up the leg. He took the top one off, never made it to the bottom one before putting it back on.
Here's a 3-1 now. Fly ball, shallow right. Coming in is Wilson on the dead run. He's able to make the catch, so there'll be no advancement. Barrera has to hold. On the 3-1 pitch, Simonite hit one in a shallow right. VR went out, but Wilson got a good jump. And it helped Wilson, the wind blowing out. Otherwise, that ball might have plopped in there.
If that ball's hit the same distance to left field, Simonite may still be running. Because that one, as you mentioned, pushed right towards the right fielder. And Barrera kind of caught in between. He was about a quarter of the way down. There was a step off the bag, took one step away. He thought it was going to drop, but it hung up there for the out.
Kelly hit into a double play, which got a run in his first time up. The pitch. And swung on and tipped at the plate. Strike one. 0-1. But anyway, you talk about exits, and that's one of the Ruth finale. I mean, after that, it was really kind of a farewell tour for Ruth, and he never hit another home run. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the way. Kelly hits a ground ball to first. It's an easy play for Torrens. He underhands to Valdez covering, and the out recorded there. The Aviators get a hit. There was one error. They leave one. And at the end of four, Tacoma 3, the Aviators 2.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada stop up invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Woo! Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet.
Woo!
Buy new roads.
A place to buy. Home of the. Woo! All right, we have four innings complete. It's a 3-2 lead for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers. Want to catch up on the latest Aviators news? Don't miss the catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt and Everett for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out The Catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. And speak of the double for the fifth inning play-by-play, here he is, Matt Neverett.
Much appreciated, Russ. A rousing introduction as we'll get a rousing introduction going for Mr. Jake Walkinshaw, the right-hander who's taking over atop the mound for the left-hander Hogan Harris. Walkinshaw, 26-year-old, originally out of Seymour, Connecticut. The former penman out of Southern New Hampshire University, stands 6'3", tips the scales at 205 pounds, and into the ball game in the top of the fifth inning with Tacoma leading by the slimmest of margins over the Aviators, 3-2. First batter he'll face will be the switch-hitting Jonathan Villar, who swings and clobbers one deep in the air to center. Back goes Barrera. He's at the track. It's off the top of the wall, and this one's gone. Third base umpire David Martinez, the first umpire to signal, but it is gone. First pitch thrown by Walkinshaw leaves the yard, and Tacoma now doubling up their lead. Rainiers up 4-2 in the fourth home run from Villar on the year. They are now 1-for-2 after striking out in the second inning. So Walkinshaw allows the third home run of the game for Tacoma. And they've played it all four runs on those three round trippers. So looking for the first out of the fifth inning. The Aviators down 4-2 now. Marcus Wilson stands in from the right side. Wilson homered to lead off the third against Harris. Give you the final line on the Las Vegas starter momentarily. First pitch outside. One ball, no strikes to Wilson. That was his 16th bomb of the year when Wilson left the yard off the video board beyond the left field fence in the third inning. Walkinshaw's 1-0 pitch is a changeup over the heart of the plate, calling for strike one. Final line for Hogan Harris. Three runs all earned on five hits over four innings. Walk two, struck out five. Leaves the pitcher of record for Las Vegas. This pitch up and tight as Wilson spins away. And one very nearly clocked him in the upper shoulder, but was able to just get the hands out of the way. Yeah, he's got a one ball, two strike count against him. Wilson, the number nine batter in the lineup. McCown, one ball, two strikes. Walkinshaw's pitch in there for strike three. Curveball tumbling towards the outer third at 81. Freezes Wilson. And he's going to challenge that last one. It was an interesting look with Cade Marlowe walking into the box. Wilson never left the box. And it's going to be overturned. Glad we didn't mark that one too heavily in the scorebook. So Wilson wins the challenge. Tacoma still with all three challenges. Las Vegas with two remaining. The unsuccessful challenge earlier. So the count 2-2 to Wilson. Walkinshaw takes the sign from Simonite, who sets up away. Pitch down and inside for ball three. So the count goes full. Waiting on deck is Marlowe. This is the first game he's played with the ABS challenge system, so he, at least in theory, hadn't known that Wilson had the ability to even challenge that. But instead, the count goes 3-2 now with an infield shift onto the left. Walkinshaw rocks and deals. Wilson hits a line drive underneath the glove of Mickey McDonald into the corner and left. Rounding first is zooming to second as it's picked up by Capel on the warning track, the throw to the cutoff man, and Smith will hold it. That'll be a double for Wilson on a ball that had a ton of topspin. That one started out at the belt line of McDonald and bounced just underneath the glove as Mickey tried to field it sidecar left. So the leadoff home run followed by a double just inside the third baseman. And with a run across in the inning, runner in scoring position, nobody out. Here's Cade Marlowe. Tough situation for the right-hander Walkinshaw. Marlowe batting from the left. 0-for-2 so far in his 2022 Rainier's debut. They're shifted against him. Walkinshaw out of the stretch. First pitch swinging is Marlowe. A high drive down the left field side. Foul ground. Capel towards the corner. He reaches up and can't make the grab. Capel made it a close play. That's as far as he'll have to run for any foul ball on that side. And it may have bounced in the second row. Credit to Capel for the effort. It's a long strike to Marlowe, who struck out looking to begin the contest and then grounded out to Jordan Diaz at first base. Diaz deep and hugging the line in the corner. Shaded away from the right field corner is Dalton Kelly out right. And the 0-1. Hit in the air, right field, pulled foul, and yanked into the seats by Marlowe, who's behind, no balls and two strikes. This is the third level that Walkinshaw has pitched at on the year, although made two, call them rehab starts, in the Arizona League complex for the A's. Spent the bulk of the year in Lansing, 9 outings, 8 starts, 3-1 with a 3.83 ERA. This is fourth appearance for the Aviators, although they've been all in relief. Still without a decision, but a 1.13 ERA thus far coming into the night. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Marlowe set down on strikes for the second time tonight. A fastball up and in at 94. Walkinshaw sets down Marlowe for the first out. So with Wilson on second after a double to follow the Villar home run, it's Mason McCoy, right-handed batting shortstop in the two-hole, digging in right now against Walkinshaw. The home run, by the way, for Villar, the first that Jake Walkinshaw has allowed in just under 9 innings since being added to the Aviators roster. First pitch to McCoy. Fastball down the gut. 92 on the gun for a strike. McCoy struck out swinging in the first. Walked and was thrown out at the plate in the third, trying to score on a Jared Kelnick double. It was a great throw by Nate Mondu. Better tag by the catcher Simonite at the plate. McCoy watching all the way on that fastball that rides in over the outside for strike two. Good arm side run for Walkinshaw, who pitches from the extreme first base side of the rubber. It falls off really heavily. Similar delivery at least stylistically, to James Karinchak, late inning man of the Cleveland Guardians. The 0-2, swung on and pulled foul on the ground into his own dugout. McCoy yanked it, and the count remains no balls, two strikes. Walk and shot of Southern New Hampshire University, and if it sounds familiar, it's because they're one of the premier online colleges when it comes to marketing and advertising. Can't get away from those commercials. It is an actual campus in Manchester, New Hampshire. Another 0-2. This one lined into the left field. Moving in is Capel. Left fielder makes the catch on the head. That one was tailing down at him. Capel, almost a self-defense grab there for out number two. Line drive with a ton of English by McCoy. He stung it well, and Capel almost overran it. Back to second base was Wilson. No chance for him to advance. So after a home run and a double, a strikeout, and a line out to left, have walk and chop against Lewis with two down and a man on in the fifth. Tacoma now leads 4-2, out hitting the Aviators 7-5. Walk and shot set, looking at second. The runner goes to third as the pitch is yanked foul on the ground by Will Lewis. So Wilson, who's swiped 14 bags in 16 tries this year, trying to fool everybody, catching all of us by surprise. He had a great jump because of it. McDonald shaded deep at third, and looks like he'll go back to that alignment. They're not expecting Marcus Wilson to go back to the well again. It's the right time, though. You typically want to steal third, the right-handed batter up, just an extra obstacle for a catcher to throw around. Wilson's about a step or two off the bag. He's not going anywhere, at least on this pitch. The 0-1 offering is popped sky high to center field. Back goes Barrera. Center fielder stops, takes a couple of steps in, reaches up with the right gloved hand, and makes the catch to retire the side as Lewis set down on the flyout. One run on the leadoff home run by Jonathan Villar. A run on two hits. No errors and a man left on base overall in the fifth. 4.5 innings down, 4.5 to go. Top of the Aviators lineup, two up in the bottom of the fifth. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/PowerShift.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! O'Reilly Auto Parts provides more than just the right parts for your repair. Our professional parts people can also offer free check engine light diagnosis. We can scan your vehicle and provide a list of possible fixes. Find the right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I did a site visit, and the space is absolutely incredible.
Estee's Reiki Clinic is opening another studio across town.
But there's a lot to wrap up.
But staffing an entire office requires more than just deep breathing.
A receptionist and at least four new practitioners.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mickey McDonald leads things off in the bottom of the fifth inning. Tacoma on top of Las Vegas, 4-2. Matt Nevert along with Russ Langer at Las Vegas Ballpark. McDonald up against Phillips Valdez, out on the mound for a second inning of work. A long, lanky right-hander. Deals a slider down and outside. As McDonald moves ahead, one ball, no strikes. Mickey, one of two thus far. Line drive out to short in the first, and then he singled up the middle in the second. Watches all the way as Valdez spins a slider right down the pipe, calling for strike one to even it up. Another tack-on run added by Tacoma in the top of the fifth inning. Jonathan Villar with a leadoff solo home run against Jake Walkinshaw. McDonald swings and fights this pitch off the hands. A little dribbler foul pulled down the first base side. And following the home run, Walkinshaw in his first inning of out of action, rather, give up a Marcus Wilson double, but then retired the side on three straight batters following, stranding the runner Wilson on second base. Valdez set on 1-2, a high leg kick and the sidearm delivery. McDonald with a cue shot, grounder off the end of the bat, foul. Picked up by the third base coach, Fran Reardon. Makes the flip around the net down the third base side. to a fan awaiting in the seats. Valdez, as well traveled as they come. Kind of a rarity at the beginning of his career. McDonald goes the other way. Fly ball left field. Heading towards the corner is Marlowe. Left fielder stops and is able to make the catch with relative ease to retire McDonald for the first out of the fifth inning. Here's Diaz, Aviators' first baseman tonight. Doubled, scored in the first inning. And then grounded out back to the pitcher in the second. It was Malone at the time. Talking about Phillips Valdez and the rarity. He spent 3 years in the Dominican Summer League. And although he was signed at 16 years old out of San Pedro de Macorís in the DR, Diaz, it's a ground ball right side, picked up by the pitcher Valdez, and he'll win the foot race to the bag himself. Grabbed it about halfway between the mound and the base, and with Torrens, the first baseman, coming off to try to make the play, Valdez with the momentum said, hey, I'll just take it on the one unassisted ground out for Diaz. Two outs, nobody on. Here's Nate Mondu, who's grounded out twice. Talking about Valdez, typically the 16-year-old signs out of the DR will play a year, maybe 2 years in the Dominican Summer League. He spent 2009, 2010, a year off in 2011, and then 2012 again in the DSL. Left-handed batting Mondu takes up. Valdez, the 30-year-old right-hander, splitting time between the Red Sox, the Woo Sox in AAA, and here in Tacoma so far this year. Pitch outside to Mondu, 86 on the fastball. In 13 major league relief appearances this year, Valdez is 0-1 with a 4.41 ERA. Red Sox designated him for assignment on July 26. 3 days later, he was a Mariners farmhand. Pitch outside. Heater called for ball three. Mondu well ahead, 3-0, with Matt Davidson, the tying run, swinging away on deck. Valdez out of the stretch, takes the sign, comes set, fires on 3-0. Nate, watching all the way, takes a called ball four. First time that Mondu has reached tonight. Two-out walk puts the first base runner on since the Luis Barrera single in the fourth inning. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Rainiers lead 4-2. That could change in one swing, however. Matt Davidson. Looking for his 20th home run since joining the Aviators. Of course, if you've been following the team, you know we began the year with Reno. Hit 8 bombs over the first 11 games for the Aces before the D-backs DFA'd him. So, prodigious pop off the bat of Davidson. In from the right side, keeps the bat on the shoulder, watches all the way. Valdez drops a fastball in at 94 for strike one over the outside of the plate. Talking about the home runs, Davidson's done that a lot this year. He did something in the first he has never done this season. That was triple. This pitch to the backstop. A bouncing fastball that skips past the catcher O'Keefe. 90-foot advancement for Mondu up to second. One of the easier rulings on a wild pitch you'll ever have as an official score. But for Davidson, who now has a total of 27 home runs on the year among the league leaders, the triple off the top of the fence in center field in the first was his first three-bagger of the year. Davidson unhitched the trailer, had the wheels showing off. The count 1-1. He checks the swing on a slider at the knees. It's a called strike over the outer third. Matty D's got a 1-2 count against him. The triple came off Malone in the first. Chris Mazza struck him out in his only inning of work. That was in the third. Valdez looks to second, deals to the plate. Davidson offers up at a pitch in the dirt, swings and misses at strike three. It's his second punch out of the game. Valdez through two innings. Two-out walk doesn't come back to bite him. The Aviators in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors. And one base runner left on via the two-out walk. We've played 5 innings full at Las Vegas Ballpark. The score, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. Check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Aviators trail the Rainiers by a 4-2 score as we enter into the top of the sixth inning. Jake Walkinshaw back out on top of the mound for a second inning of work. First batter he'll face off against will be Jared Kelnick. And back on the saddle on the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
And a major challenge, thank you, Matt, for Walkinshaw, because here's Kelnick, who has spent all season making life difficult for Aviators pitching, and tonight no different. A two-run home run and a double against Hogan Harris, now facing Walkinshaw. There's a long drive to right center, and Kelnick has done it again. Holy moly, does he love hitting here. Another home run for Kelnick. And so, now, it is a 5-2 advantage for the Tacoma Rainiers in the sixth inning. Kelnick keeps on swinging. The ball keeps jumping off of his bat.
Yeah, no doubter. He's got as much pop as anybody in this lineup. To clear the pool in right center, you got to really hit a shot. That's his second of the game. All three hits for extra bases.
Walkinshaw's first pitch of the fifth inning was his first pitch ever in this ballpark, and it was hit out by VR. First pitch of his next inning is hit out by Kelnick. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one, and a slider. O'Keefe, who against Hogan Harris, struck out and flat out to deep center. And a good play by Barrera. There's a pop-up behind the plate, a play for Simonite, who tossed the mask away, makes a one-handed grab about 10 feet behind the plate. So O'Keefe is 0-for-3, one out, and the batter is Luis Torrens.
All right, you ready for the updated numbers for Kelnick against the Aviators this year?
Ready or not, here they come.
Including the three at-bats tonight, the two home runs and the double. He's hitting .449, four home runs, 15 RBIs, everything except for the home runs leads the Rainiers against the Aviators this year.
Aside from that, he hasn't done much.
That's all.
Here's Torrens, who's grounded to short and walked. And Walkinshaw at Seymour, Connecticut, 26 years old, deals, and the pitch, a breaking ball for a strike at 80 miles an hour, 0-1.
The thing is, too, and it's the beauty of baseball, is that you can cherry-pick stats, you can find a small sample size. That's not a small sample size either. Kelnick with 49 at-bats against Las Vegas.
Not at all. Pitch is low. It's 1-1. Walkinshaw had pitched three times prior to tonight, since coming up from the lower minors. Once in Reno and twice in Sacramento, and he was really good on that road trip. There's a strike 1-2. He allowed one earned run in eight innings. And the one earned run was against Reno, a good hitting team. He got a save in that game. Here's the pitch. Ty Dameron started that game, got the win. Breaking ball missing, and the count is now 2-2 on Torrens.
For Tacoma, Nick Markavich is warming up. Left-handers. Last name, easy to pronounce once you get it, but definitely intimidating when you look at it on the roster.
Mm-hmm. Eric Mejia waits on deck. We are in the sixth inning, and now Tacoma leading by a score of 5-2. Fastball fouled off to the right, and it's a two-ball, two-strike count on Luis Torrens. You know, when it comes to live sports, Las Vegas always hits a home run, and everyone gets to play. Find out why Las Vegas is the greatest arena on earth. And that's brought to you by the LVCVA. Indeed, there's a liner in the center field. That's going to be a base hit. And on one hop, grab by Barrera, who gets it back in. So Torrens, 1-for-2 plus a walk. And the switch hitting third baseman Mejia, who has doubled and struck out, coming up now. Four hits now off Jake Walkinshaw. And so that's nine hits in the game for the Rainiers. Talked earlier about what was going on in the PCL. It's especially interesting in the Eastern Division because it's such a tight race between three teams. We'll get an update for you now on the scores and the Hash House Go-Go score, but there's a strike to Mejia. 0-1 is the count now. They had to play in Reno. They were supposed to play. Sacramento and Reno were supposed to be playing in Reno. Pitches a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 0-2 on Mejia. And because of the poor air quality, the first two games, yesterday and the day before, were postponed. So they played in Sacramento today, even though they're supposed to play in Reno. And in 10-inning, Sacramento beat Reno 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Mejia goes for a breaking ball down in at 81. Good pitch. Two outs. And the batter is VR. So Salt Lake beats Sugar Land 6-5 in a battle of kind of also-rans at this stage of the year. Round Rock, an important win for them, playing first place El Paso. They beat El Paso 10-4. So Round Rock very much in the hunt. They had lost three in a row, but are only two games out of first. Oklahoma City, an important win for them. They beat Albuquerque 6-2, so they're only one back of El Paso. Two games separate three teams in that division. That's what you call a race. Pitch is low, ball one.
And we're starting to kind of keep an eye on the International League as well. Of course, we're hosting both the PCL, International League, and AAA Championships here at the beginning of October at Las Vegas Ballpark. And I'll give you an update on the International League East, because that is a true dogfight as well.
Here's the pitch. VR hits a line drive in the right for a base hit. Over toward the line to get it is Kelly. Torrens on his way to third. He'll make it as Kelly fires it back into Mondu. So with two outs, VR, who had struck out and homered previously, singles to right to chase Torrens over to third. Three hits in the inning, and here's Wilson, who despite the fact that he's batting ninth tonight, has homered and doubled in this game.
You look at the International League East, Russ. There are five teams within 3.5 games at this point. There's seven teams within 7.5 games. Of course, two 10-team divisions in the International League. It's Scranton Wilkes-Barre on top. Durham a half a game back. Jacksonville, Miami's AAA affiliate a game back. And then in the West, Nashville leads. Columbus 3.5 back. And Toledo 6 back. They're probably the three that have the shot in that Western division. LVBallpark.com for ticket info as well.
Walkinshaw stretches and delivering to Marcus Wilson, and the pitch is way inside. Wilson had a jackknife to avoid getting hit. Ball one, it's 1-0. Top of the sixth, 5-2 Tacoma. They've doubled up in a hit column on the Aviators, 10-5. Walkinshaw trying to complete his second inning work. He can get out of the inning cheaply enough if he can get Wilson. Cade Marlowe, the leadoff man, is on deck. Here's the 1-0. The runner goes from first, pitches inside. Simonite fakes a throw to second, conceding the steal for VR, and a fake throw to try to get Torrens off the bag, but Torrens holds at third.
Eighth steal and nine tries for VR, and even if there wasn't a runner with third preventing Simonite from the throw, I think he would have had that stolen. Great jump there as Walkinshaw tries to get vengeance on Wilson after the fifth inning double against him.
Second and third, two down. The only man on the right side of the infield is first baseman Jordan Diaz. Wilson takes a pitch down the middle for a strike at 85, and it's 2-1.
I'll tell you why that 90-foot advancement up into scoring position for VR is actually not the worst thing for Walkinshaw, because now, with runners on second and third, two down, they're not going anywhere. He just has to zero in on Wilson, try to limit the damage here in the sixth.
This will be a 2-1. Wilson takes a fastball outside at 94, 3-1.
And now, with a three-ball count, it kind of flips, where you don't have to come to Wilson if you don't want to. And they've had luck going after Cade Marlowe in his season debut all night, so maybe not going to give Wilson something to hit here.
Torrens at third. VR at second. The 3-1. Wilson takes ball four just outside. And Walkinshaw put his hand on top of his head wanting a challenge, but the Aviators are not going to challenge that. Ball four. That loads the bases for Marlowe. Marlowe is 0 for 3, a strikeout, a ground out, and then Walkinshaw struck him out in the fifth inning. Pitching coach Steve Connolly walking to the mound. There's nobody throwing in the Aviator bullpen. There is action in the Tacoma bullpen. And so with the bases loaded and two down, I mean, the inning began on the Kelnick home run. O'Keefe fouled out. Torrens singled. Mejia struck out. The single by VR. The stolen base by VR. And the walk to Wilson, whose night stays perfect. Now they are scrambling and getting ready in the Aviator's bullpen as a right-hander beginning to limber up out there.
Yeah, it looks like Hunter Breaux, and you mentioned he's limbering quickly. And for Walkinshaw, they were really trying to stretch him out through two. Las Vegas had thrown four relievers in each of the first two games of this series. None of them had gone over two innings except for Brian Howard, who went 2 1/3 innings, and he had the best outing of any relief man so far of the week. So they're trying to really get some depth and some length out of these relief arms, and for Walkinshaw, trying to limit the damage in the sixth.
All right. Conley back in the dugout. This is a big moment now. This is a chance for Tacoma to break the game open. The Aviators need to get out of this to stay in the game. And the little cutter missing outside, maybe. Close. Ball one. Waukesha, now they're going to challenge that.
Yeah, that challenge looked like it came from Simon. I remember the pitcher, catcher, and the batter, the three that can challenge. That one from Simon.
And we'll see. We're looking at the challenge pitch. Strike. So they call his overturn. And Simonite asking for the challenge and a good decision. So it is 0-1 on Cade Marlowe. Again, big numbers at Double A. 20 home runs, 36 steals for Marlowe. Pitch way outside this time. It's 1-1.
And Marlowe down on strikes twice tonight. I think that last offering is what we're going to have more of here from Waukesha. Just try to stretch the zone and get Marlowe to oblige on something outside of the strike zone.
Bases loaded with Reniers with two down. The 1-1. A drive hit in the air to right. Racing over is Kelly on the dead run. Kelly goes into a slide. And Kelly makes a fabulous catch and saves three runs from scoring. Wow. Kelly went racing toward the line, lunged and slid and held on. Outstanding play by Dalton Kelly. One run on three hits and three men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5 and the Aviators 2.
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Joe Jackson, not shoeless, the other one. Bottom of the sixth inning, a 5-2 lead for the Tacoma Rainiers. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. And we now go to the bottom of inning number six. A bullpen day for the Rainiers. Starter Tommy Malone went two, allowed two runs on four hits. Chris Mazza went one inning. Nothing across except for a strikeout and a walk. Phillips Valdez chipped in with two good innings. No runs, a hit, a walk, and two strikeouts. Now the lefty, Nick Margafisic, comes in now. Margafisic, wearing number 50, the fourth pitcher used, is going to go up against Connor Capel. And then Kevin Smith and Luis Barrera. Capel has been up twice and walked twice, and he looks at a strike, 0-1. 5,741, the attendance tonight. Margafisic is 0-4 in 32 games, 7 starts at 7.69 ERA. Pitches low, 1-1. Margafisic, 48 innings, giving up 78 hits. The league hitting .359 against him. Walks to strikeouts, respectable. 19 walks, 50 strikeouts. Fastball down low, over the top fastball at 88. Two balls and a strike on Capel with Kevin Smith on deck, and then Luis Pereira, as I said, Capel out of the Cardinal organization. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth, 5-2 Tacoma. Capel looks at a strike. 3-2. One game still going on in an abbreviated big league schedule today. That's in Phoenix. They're in the eighth inning. The Diamondbacks lead San Diego 3-0. Capel swings and misses, and down he goes. Fastball at 91 got him. One out, and the batter will be Kevin Smith, who's lined out to short and struck out. White Sox beat Cleveland 8-2. Tampa roll past Toronto 11-0. Marlins over the Phillies 5-3. Houston beat Oakland 5-2. Although Dermis Garcia, who spent a big chunk of the year with the Aviators, is hitting .288 in the big leagues now. Here's the pitch to Kevin Smith, and he takes ball one. Mets beat the Pirates 7-1. Twins over the Royals 3-2. That last pitch is being challenged. The Reds beat the Cardinals 3-2. Watching the graphic. And it is a ball. So with one out and nobody on, Smith standing in with a 1-0 count. And he hits a ground ball wide at third. Glove by Mejia moving to his left. He throws to first to get Smith, who's 0-for-3. And the batter, Luis Pereira, who's 2-for-2. Two singles, a stolen base, and a run scored. So there's your scores in the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. All right, here's Barrera. Luis up to 272, and he hits a liner to short, caught by McCoy. So, for Margavisic, it's a pretty easy inning. A strikeout, a ground out, and a line out, and he only threw 8 pitches. Aviators go quickly in the 6th. We head to the 7th inning. It is Tacoma 5 in the Aviators 2.
As of March 2022, Hyundai has won more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand over the past 8 years, with optional front crash prevention and specific headlights. And here's another reason to feel safe. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile with Hyundai. The 2022 Santa Fe comes with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Vehicles arriving daily. See your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer, proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
That's the song, Hip to Be Square, by Huey Lewis. It's Hip to Be Here at Las Vegas Ballpark. All right, we're in the 7th inning. Tacoma hitting 3 home runs, actually 4 home runs in this game. Count them, 4. And that's what given him a 5-2 lead. Jake Walkinshaw in for his 3rd inning of work. His first pitch, off speed, down and in, ball 1 to McCoy. So they want to stretch Walkinshaw to 3 innings. Jake's thrown 39 pitches, 27 strikes. He's pitched 2 innings, allowed 2 runs. McCoy has struck out, walked, and lined out to left. There's a bounding ball to third. Mickey McDonald's on the job. Fires to first, and they just got him. Boy, McCoy can run. And that bounding ball, Mickey had to fire it over there to Diaz to get him. McCoy was really hustling down the line. And they just got him. One out. One out for Lewis. Single and scored. Line to center and fly to center. And the pitch is ball one, 1-0. Seventh inning, 5-2 Tacoma. Rainiers have had good pitching. The Aviators managing just two runs on five hits so far. The Aviators made some good defensive plays, otherwise the game might have been spiraling out of control. Lewis swings and misses. It's 1-1. Walkinshaw, in his first ever appearance in this ballpark, delivers, and there's a dunker in the shallow center. It's going to plop in there for another base hit. That's 11 base hits now for Tacoma. Hit it off the end of the bat. Six hits off Walkinshaw. And Lewis is 2-for-4. Here's the guy who has been an absolute terror in this series and against the Aviators all year. Jared Kelnick. Kelnick is hitting over 450 against the Aviators. And in this game, a two-run home run, a double, and a home run against Walkinshaw in the sixth. 3-for-3 with two homers. He already has 10 total bases in the game. Change up, down, and away. Ball one, 1-0. So we'll see what Kelnick can do for an encore. Kicked his average up to 290 for the season. But again, he's just under 500 against the Aviators this year. He's been out of sight against them. The outfield predictably deep and straight away. And a pitch is in for a strike at 84. 1-1. Mickey McDonald all along the left side of the infield, playing well off the bag, almost a deep shortstop. Smith, Mondu, and Diaz all on the right side, and Diaz holding Lewis on the bag. Lewis is short lead, and time call. Walkinshaw stomping around the back slope of the mound, trying to loosen the dirt on his cleats. 1-1 the count. The stretch by Walkinshaw. And the 1-1. Slider down and in. Backhand into the shoe tops by Simonite. Two balls and a strike on Jared Kelnick. The on-deck hitter, the right-handed hitting catcher, Brian O'Keefe. Five runs, 11 hits, three errors for Tacoma. Las Vegas, two runs, five hits, and no errors. Kelnick waiting. 2-1 pitch. Fastball fouled off. 2-2. This date in baseball history, have times changed or not? 1884. A team called Meriden, ahead 5-3 in the top of the ninth inning, won the game when Hartford forfeited. Why? Because they refused to use a new ball, needed to replace the old one, which had been hit into a marsh behind home plate. They said the ball did not come from a box sealed by the league secretary. This is in the old Connecticut State League. Yeah. Here's the 2-2 look from Walkinshaw to Kelnick. And he checked his swing, and that pitch came in low at 82. 3-2. So far in this at-bat, Kelnick has seen everything but a fastball. 3-2. He's just hammering everything so far tonight with the two home runs and a double. Lewis at first held on by Diaz. 3-2 on Jared Kelnick. The stretch. Kelnick waits. Walkinshaw pays a visit over to first. Lewis back in. That game, by the way, that Connecticut State League game, featured the only home run hit that season at that ballpark. It was hit by the team captain, future Hall of Fame manager Connie Mack. Here's the 3-2 stretch. Walkinshaw ready, and the pitch. A slow ground ball to the bag at second. Grabbed by Smith. He steps on the bag for one, throws to first for a 6-3 double play. So they finally get Kelnick. All off-speed pitches thrown by Walkinshaw. And it paid off. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We are now in the stretch portion of the seventh inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark. And the score, it is Tacoma 5 and the Aviators 2.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange same set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes at over 50 locations. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning, and it's a 5-2 lead for the Tacoma Rainiers. Although, had it not been for an acrobatic catch in right field, a sliding play by Dalton Kelly in the sixth inning, at least two, probably three more runs would have scored for Tacoma. But the Aviators still in the game. William Simonite fouls a pitch away, strike one. The new pitcher, righty Riley O'Brien. So when they say bullpen day, they mean it. We're in the seventh inning, and this is the fifth pitcher for Tacoma. Margavisic goes an inning, zeros across except for one strikeout. It's been Malone, Mazza, Valdez, Margavisic, and now O'Brien. The pitch is ball one, 1-1 on William Simonite. So what about the right-hander number 46, Riley O'Brien? He's 6'4", 180, 27 years old. He's from Seattle. The Reds had him, and they traded him to the Mariners. And the slider missed, and it's two balls and a strike on William Simonite. O'Brien had been at Louisville just briefly, Reds AAA team, with Tacoma 1-2 at a 6.39 ERA in 27 appearances. Fastball is outside. It's 3-1. O'Brien, 31 innings, 32 hits, allowed three homers. A lot of walks, 25, 37 strikeouts. So a lot of walks and a lot of strikeouts. Simonite's reached on an error and flied out. He hits a line drive in a left center for a base hit. Kelnick races over to pick it up, and Simonite turns and he'll hold with a nice, sharp single to left center field. Simonite 1-for-3. The batter, Dalton Kelly. Aviators have their sixth hit of the evening. You know, friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Here's Kelly. Did a new double play and grounded out. The pitch. And fastball. Call strike in the inside corner. It's 0-1. Kelly waiting. 2.13 average. 13 homers. 45 driven in. Had a clutch hit in the ninth inning yesterday. And he's tied up on a pitch inside at 95. He tried to hold up on way around. Strike two. 0-2. On Dalton Kelly. Mickey McDonald on deck. Riley O'Brien, hard-throwing righty, peers over at first. Simonite, a short lead there. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Dalton Kelly. Fastball up and in at 96. 1-2. You've heard of Tinker to Evers to Chance. Famous double play combination. The Cubs, their first ever double play that they turned was on this date in 1902. And there was a baseball poem written in 1910 by Franklin Pierce Adams. Kelly looks at a third strike. Off-speed pitch at 80 miles an hour. Got in there. One on, one out for Mickey McDonald. Baseball's sad lexicon immortalized the Cubs' legendary double play combination. Tinker to Evers to Chance. McDonald is 1-for-3. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Slider nearly hit him. And Mickey had a skitter out of the batter's box. Ball one, 1-0. Five runs, 11 hits, three errors for Tacoma. Las Vegas, two runs, six hits, and no errors. Jordan Diaz on deck. Third baseman Mejia pulled in tight near the edge of the grass. Mickey, very quick, good bunter. Here's the 1-0 on the way. And fastball is low at 95. Ball two. 2-0. Well, you wonder why they established a players' union? On this date in 1928, way pre-union, the Braves played their ninth straight doubleheader. Nine games, nine doubleheaders. That's all. Here's the 2-0. Man, that's a little low. 3-0. So from September 4th through September 15th, Braves played all doubleheaders. And they talk about a long day at the office or a long couple weeks. They lost 14 of the 18 games. Ouch. Here's the 3-0. McDonald takes ball four. So the four-pitch walk now puts runners at first and second. Simonite to second. And the batter, Jordan Diaz. We told you that O'Brien has struck a lot of guys out, as he did with Kelly. And he's walked a lot of guys, as he did with McDonald. Now he's in some trouble because you've got the two, three, and four hitters coming up. The catcher, O'Keefe, to the mound. And someone else is going to start to throw, I believe, in the Tacoma bullpen. I see a lot of milling around out there. Diaz has doubled off the wall in center and scored and grounded out twice, both times back to the box. The stretch. Diaz hitting 343 waiting. High chopper to second. VR charges, throws to first for the out. Throw back to third, and he's back standing on the back. There are two outs. Diaz hit a chopper, and because the ball was chopped so high, that coupled with Mickey McDonald's speed, and it prevented the double play. VR wanted to tag Mickey going by, but he could not because Mickey had already buzzed by him. It looked like a cartoon. He's right by him. Then the throw went to third, hoping that Simonite would round the bag, but Simonite was standing on the bag. So there are two outs, and Mondu has an opportunity to get the 51. The Las Vegas Aviators, yes, this is throwback night. Look at the jerseys. The Aviators, two runs closer with a base hit here. Simonite at third, McDonald at second, two down. Mondu, two ground outs and a walk so far. Takes it low and inside, the ball trickles a little bit behind the plate, but O'Keefe is on it. Ball one, 1-0. 5-2 Tacoma in the bottom of the seventh inning. Simonite at third. McDonald at second. Mondu represents the tying run. He's at 287 with seven homers and 57 runs driven in. There's a breaking ball for a strike on the inside corner at 81 miles an hour. On deck, Matt Davidson. Second and third, two down, the 1-1. Breaking ball, Mondu swings and fouls that one back. Ball and two strikes on Nate Mondu. One and two. Nate climbing back in. Second and third, two down in the home half of the seventh inning. Infield slightly playing in the pull, but there's no shift on. The outfield is about straight up. Here's the 1-2 stretch by Riley O'Brien and the pitch. Breaking ball bounces, and it's going to go to the backstop. Simonite scores. Down to third goes McDonald. And now it's 5-3 Tacoma on a wild pitch uncorked by Riley O'Brien. Ball hit the dirt and kicked high in the air. O'Brien's fourth wild pitch of the year. So Simonite comes in to score. McDonald at third with two outs. 2-2 on Mondu. And the pitch. Breaking ball whacked in the right field. Base hit. In to score is McDonald. And it's 5-4 Tacoma. A base hit by Nate Mondu. Now Mondu is at first. He's got 58 RBIs, by the way, to lead the team very quietly. And Matt Davidson, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI triple and two strikeouts, comes up now. Now you have Mondu at first representing the tying run. All of these three games have been close. They've gone right down to the wire. So why shouldn't this one? Here's Davidson, the pitch. He swings at a fastball, fouls it off to the right, and it hits the top of the roof and clears. Strike one, 0-1. 5-4 Tacoma. Tacoma's led ever since the third, but now the 5-2 game has become a 5-4 game. Davidson's hit by the pitch. It was a breaking ball at 80 miles an hour that hit him on the left side, maybe on the arm. I'll have to see the replay. Mondu, the tying run, goes to second. Davidson hit by the pitches at first. And he got hit right there on that left side. So two on with two out. The batter, Connor Capel, now. Capel tonight has walked again and been caught stealing, and then struck out in the sixth. Capel 1-for-4 last night with a single and a walk. And he had a single and a double in game one. Pitch is high ball one, 1-0, 94-mile-an-hour fastball. 5-4 Tacoma in the bottom of the seventh. 2-1, two men have scored. Two men are on and two men are out. Mondu at second, the tying run. Davidson at first walks off the bag there. Left-handed batter Connor Capel waiting with his knees bent. And the breaking ball, a strike on the outside corner. Good backdoor pitch at 79 miles an hour. 1-1 the count on Connor Capel. Shortstop McCoy right behind Mondu. And Davidson leading away from first. Here's the 1-1 to Capel. Fastball lined down the left field line. Fair! And the ball is going to be hit the lower retaining fence, chased by Marlowe. Mondu scores. Davidson to third on a double by Capel, and the game is tied at 5. Clutch hitting by Mondu and Capel. And the what makes it clutch? Two outs. Those RBI hits. Now a mound visit here. So now the Aviators have tied the game. And Patrick Weigel, the big righty throwing in the bullpen, he pitched in game one and he's throwing now here in game three in the bullpen. So Capel gets his second double of the series. That's a big one. Driving in Mondu. Davidson is now at third. He's the tie-breaking run. The batter's Kevin Smith, who's had a good series tonight, lined out, struck out, and grounded out, but 5 out of 13 in the series, facing Riley O'Brien for the first time. And he's trying to untie the tie. 5-5 score, bottom of the seventh inning. Second and third, two down, the pitch. Smith takes it low. Fastball at 95, ball one, ankle-high pitch. 1-0. The outfield straight away, medium depth. Breeze continues to blow out to a right. A lot of folks out on that grassy berman right. The infield playing Smith to pull. Three men to the third base side of second base. The pitch. Fastball, a called strike on the outside corner. 96 miles an hour. So two mid-90s fastballs, and it's 1-1 on Smith. The only man on the right side is Luis Torrens, the first baseman, who's far off the line. Davidson off the bag at third. Capel away from second. This will be a 1-1 pitch to Kevin Smith. Fastball grounded to third base. Mejia picks it up, juggles it, drops it, and has no play. Davidson scores. The Aviators leave it 6-5. That is the third error made by Eric Mejia in this game. And that's a costly one because that breaks the tie. And now Tim Fedorovich is going to make a pitching change. The Aviators, down 5-2, have scored 4, that time with the help of an error. And so Davidson scored. Capel ended up at third, first and third, two outs. O'Brien walks off, and Weigel will come in to go after Luis Barrera, the ninth man to bat in the inning. So we got a brand new game. Bottom of the seventh, 6-5 Las Vegas. More action after this.
88-1, suited up in my Iron Man uniform. Your Las Vegas Aviators are in superhero mode as we battle the Tacoma Rainiers, the AAA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. On Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free women's purse, courtesy of Pulte Homes. Then, on Saturday, it's Marvel's Defenders of the Diamond Night. Get a free Marvel comic book with a custom Aviators cover, only available at the game. A noon game on Sunday finishes out the weekend. Get your tickets now at AviatorsLV.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
All right, welcome back. The big righty Patrick Weigel becomes this sixth pitcher for the Tacoma Rainiers. We're in the seventh inning. The Aviators were down 5-2 when this half inning started. Because of the four-run rally, they now have their first lead since very early on. And they lead by a score of 6-5. It's actually their first lead of the game. They were tied at 2 after 2, but have been trailing ever since. Patrick Weigel, 6'6", 240, 28 years old. Southern Californian from Thousand Oaks, was with the Milwaukee Brewer organization last year, big league time, and at AAA Nashville. First and third, two down. Weigel's pitch to Barrera is a breaking ball. It spins in there for a strike at 78 miles an hour, 0-1. Luis, two singles and three at-bats, a stolen base, and a run scored. Capel is at third. His RBI double tied the game. Kevin Smith at first. He reached on a fielding error by third baseman Eric Mejia. 6-5 Aviators. Here's the 0-1. There goes the runner. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second. Kicks away. And so Capel scores. And Smith rounds third base. Is going to be held now as Marlowe, the left fielder, came all the way in to pick it up. Good hustle by Marlowe. It is a stolen base for Kevin Smith. And I believe it'll be a throwing error on O'Keefe. The ball kicked away. And so when it kicked away, Capel scored. And Smith ended up at third. It is a double steal. Capel gets credit for a steal of home. Smith steals second and takes third on the throwing error by the catcher, Brian O'Keefe. So now, the Aviators with a five-run seventh, leading 7-5. Barrera with an 0-2 count. Off third base is Kevin Smith, and the pitch from Weigel is a ground ball foul into the dugout at first base. Wade heads ducking over there. 0-2. Five errors by the Rainiers. And most of them have been costly, especially in this inning. Two strikes the count. Smith off the bag at third with two down. Weigel stretches another 0-2 to Barrera. Fastball, a call, third strike near the inside corner. And that's it. The inning is over. Weigel buzzed one in there in the mid-90s to freeze Barrera and finish the inning. But the Aviators nevertheless send nine men to the plate, and five of them score on three hits. There were two errors made, and there was one man left on base. At the end of seven complete innings of play, the score, it is Las Vegas 7 and Tacoma 5.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, welcome back. All right, we got quite a game in progress here. We go to the eighth inning. Las Vegas has taken its first lead 7-5 thanks to a five-run seventh. The new pitcher, right-hander Hunter Breaux. The pitch is swung on and fouled off of the plate, strike one. So, Jake Walkinshaw pitched three innings. Allowed six hits and two runs. Solo home runs by Villar and Kelnick. High fly ball to left center, playable. Capel and Barrera, it is the left fielder Capel to back up and make the catch. The ball really carried. O'Keefe 0 for 4. Two fly outs, a foul out, and a strikeout. And here's Torrens. So Walkinshaw, who is the pitcher of record now, he could get a win. In his three innings of work, issued one walk, and he recorded two strikeouts. So Harris, Walkinshaw, and now the right-hander, Hunter Breaux, B-R-E-A-U-L-T. Here's the pitch. It's foul back, strike one, fastball at 95. Breaux, one of several players called up from the lower minors in recent days, 6'3", 225. He's only 23, from Hawaii. 20th round pick by Oakland just last year. And the pitch is a strike. 95-mile-an-hour fastball got in there, 0-2. Mejia is on deck. We're in the top of the eighth. Las Vegas now with a 7-5 lead. Pitch foul back, 0-2. Combination of timely hitting, some very good defensive plays, most notably the one by Dalton Kelly in right field that saved three runs from scoring, and five Tacoma errors in the game. All adds up. The 0-2. And the slider's in low at 86. One ball and two strikes on Luis Torrens. Breaux made his AAA debut with the Aviators a week ago today in Sacramento. He threw one inning. It was the ninth inning of a blowout game. And he did allow two home runs. Ramos and Jason Vossler in that one inning. He allowed three hits. He had one strikeout. Mopping up. Pitch misses 2-2 on Torrens. Torrens against Harris, grounded out and walked, and he singled against Walkinshaw. 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. 96-mile-an-hour pitch, but it's well up and away. Three and two on Torrens at 283. Three homers, 15 batted in. Bounding ball towards short, charged by Smith. He has it at the bag. Throws him out. Nice play. Smith in good range. Two outs for Mejia, who was doubled and struck out twice. Bro from Kapalea, Hawaii. Went to University of Oregon, former Oregon Duck. Last year was in Class A Stockton. Went to Kamehameha High School in Honolulu. The pitch. Fastball crackles in there for a strike. 97 miles an hour. 0-1. Eighth inning, a 7-5 lead for the Aviators. And the next one. Fastball tipped into the mitt of Simonite at 96. 0-2. LeBrow, good high school career, accepted the scholarship to the University of Oregon. And the pitch is outside at 88. It's 1-2. He both started and relieved as an Oregon Duck. Then 20th round pick last year in the draft. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A cutter at 88 got him. Bro, a 1-2-3 eighth inning in his first ever inning in this ballpark. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas 7 and Tacoma 5.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com. They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome back. Well, the Aviators have had two very tough one-run losses in the first two games of this series at the hands of the Tacoma Rainiers. The Aviators trying to steal one from the Rainiers. They were down 2-0, 3-2, 4-2, 5-2. But the seventh inning, a big one. They sent all nine men to the plate, scored five times, and they lead 7-5. Seven pitchers used by Tacoma, the latest one being Matt Cook, spells it K-O-C-H, Matt Cook. So Patrick Weigel, third of an inning, struck out the only man he faced. So it's been Malone, Maza, Valdez, Margevicic, O'Brien, Weigel, and now Matt Cook. 6'3", 215-pounder, 31 years old from Storm Lake, Iowa, went to the University of Louisville. There's a strike, 0-1. Cook was with the Diamondbacks organization. He was drafted by the Mets 10 years ago in the third round, but only got to Double-A Binghamton with them before he became Diamondback property. Simonite swings and misses at a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Big league time with the Diamondbacks briefly in 2016, 2017. A lot of time at Reno, though. And the Diamondbacks bouncing up and down for a few years. Then he was in Japan in 2020 for the Yakult team. Cleveland's AAA in Columbus last year. Simonite swings at a high fastball, fouls it back, 0-2. Sam Selman, left-hander throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen now. Cook facing Simonite. William had a single. He sparked that rally in the seventh by singling off Riley O'Brien and eventually scored on the base hit by Mondu. So William 1-for-3. Backup catcher getting a chance to give Bo Taylor the night off. Slider up and away. 83. 1-2. Matt Cook. Cook is 4-1 in 35 games. 3.31 ERA in 35 and a third innings. Pitch misses, it's 2-2. He's only given up 25 hits. The league is hitting 195 against him. 12 walks, 45 strikeouts. Dalton Kelly on deck, the 2-2. Simonite swings and doesn't get it, strike three. Pitch had some cut on it, moving away at 90 miles an hour. It's a tough two-strike pitch. One out. The batter's Dalton Kelly, 0-for-3. A double play, a ground out, and a strikeout. Matt Cook's hometown of Cherokee, Iowa. is one of the smallest towns, a little over 5,000 live there. One of the smallest in the world to have its own symphony orchestra. The Cherokee Symphony. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Everybody out here has a story. There are no exceptions. And also, if you're a movie buff, you'll have some interest in this little nugget. Here's the 0-1. Kelly lines it foul to the right. Into the stands it goes, 0-2. Cherokee, Iowa is also the home of Father Francis Sampson, whose story of rescuing Fritz Nyland, the real-life Private Ryan, lost three brothers on D-Day, became the inspiration for the movie Saving Private Ryan. There you go. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Kelly out on strike. So Cook comes in, strikes out two. And here's Mickey McDonald. 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Cook's dad pitched in college for South Dakota State. All right, here's McDonald. Looking ahead, by the way, to the Tacoma ninth, and it looks like it'll be Selman. The pitch fouled away by Mickey McDonald. Strike one. It'll be the 8, 9, and 1 hitters, VR and Wilson. You're thinking 8, 9, 8, and 9 hitters? So what? Well, except for this. VR and Wilson tonight are a combined 4-for-5 with 2 homers and a double. Then it'll be Marlowe, a leadoff man after that. McDonald swings and misses at a fastball at 93, and it's 0-2. Here is the strike two pitch to McDonald. Cook's pitch is up and away. Cutter at 88. 1-2. 7-5 Las Vegas, despite the fact that the Aviators have been out hit 11-8. And the, one of the big figures in the game to this point, to be sure. 5 Tacoma Airs. Here's the 1-2. Mickey swings at that 95-mile-an-hour fastball and fouls it back. We mentioned everybody has a story. One of the stories for Cook, way back in 2013, he was hit in the head by a comebacker while he was pitching and on the injured list with a head injury, and doctors cleared him to play about 6 months after that. The 1-2, there's a fly ball hit to center, and backing up but there to make the play is Kelnick, and he flags it. So Matt Cook comes in, gets all three out with 2 strikeouts tossed in. And so now we go to the ninth inning. The score, Aviators 7, the Rainiers 5.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Well, one of the most experienced men in the Las Vegas bullpen is being summoned now to try to save this game, and it's the veteran lefty Sam Selman. Sam is 31, born in Austin, Texas, Big league time with the Giants and the Angels. He's out of Vanderbilt, and he's pitched exceptionally well for the Aviators this year. He's had several call-ups and send-downs. He does have five saves to lead the staff. The pitch is a strike, 0-1. The VR, switch hitter batting right-handed. VR has struck out, homered, and singled also as a stolen base. The 286 with four homers, 20 batted in. VR has been called for a strike for delaying and not being ready to hit in time. So Shulman throws just one pitch, but the count is 0-2. Shulman has been in 26 games, 2-0 with five saves and a 2.43 ERA. He pitched yesterday but threw just one pitch. Slider down and in. It's one ball and two strikes now. Shulman came in the ninth inning after Zach Green had doubled up Brent Honeywell. The one pitch he threw was to catcher Josh Morgan, who hit a hard ground ball to the right of second, and Nate Mondu made a very good play to spear it and throw him out. Fastball popped up. Speak of the devil. Nate Mondu right there waiting. He's got it, and there's one out. Batter Marcus Wilson now. Wilson coming up now. Wilson has homered and doubled and walked a perfect night. Shulman, by the way, a little note for you. He's only given up two home runs for the Aviators this year. One of them to Wilson in this ballpark on May 1st. There's a strike 0-1. And now the rematch. On deck, leadoff man Cade Marlowe. One strike to count. Right-handed hitter shift on for Wilson. He takes one down the middle. Off-speed pitch at 80 miles an hour. Floated in there like a big barge. 0-2. Wilson backs out. Takes a vigorous practice swing. Maytag white batting gloves. He pauses. Climbs back in. Taps home plate gently with a burgundy-colored bat. Now Shulman ready with the 0-2 on the way. And the breaking ball down and in. One ball and two strikes. Top of the ninth. Last chance for Tacoma. The Aviators trailing almost the entire game. Got 5-7 to take the lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball lifted foul to the right out of play. 90 miles an hour. 1-2 still on Marcus Wilson. Shulman was drafted in the second round by the Kansas City Royals 10 years ago. Spent better than 5 years in that organization, reaching Triple-A Omaha. Signed a minor league deal with the Giants in 2019. 1-2 pitch. Fastball just outside. Whoa, that was close. 2-2. 92 miles an hour. That's about where Shulman is going to top out in terms of velocity. It's kind of humped up for that one, but he barely missed the outside corner. 2-2. The pitch. Breaking ball, a little bit up maybe. Went to the breaking ball at 78. It's 3-2. Someone with a sign from William Simoni. 3-2 pitch to Marcus Wilson. Now instead, time is called. Wilson something in his eye, backed out. The outfield basically straight away, fairly deep. Wilson has been awarded first base. William Simonite is discussing the situation with Robert Nunez. Now Fran Reardon wants an explanation. Wilson had backed out. I mean, there was something in his eye. And next thing you know, Shulman apparently was called for an auto ball for taking too much time. This is potentially important because that brings the tying run to the plate in Cade Marlowe. In a 7-5 Vegas lead. Simonite pleading his case, Reardon there with his hands on his hips, discussing the situation with plate umpire Robert Nunez. So Reardon has finished the conversation and is walking to the first base dugout. And I mean, either they either call an auto ball on Sam Selman, or William Simonite was called for some sort of infraction. Not sure. It was Simonite doing most of the talking. Wilson at first, one out. And here's Marlowe. Struck out, grounded out, struck out, and flat out to right in a great play by Dalton Kelly. First pitch, fastball, foul back, strike 1-0-1. That was a key play in this game. The bases were loaded for Tacoma with two outs. Marlowe, batting against Jake Walkinshaw, drove one to deep right. Dalton Kelly raced toward the line, went into a slide, made a great catch to save three runs. Pitch foul back, 0-2. Two strikes to count. Diaz holding the runner on Wilson over there. Marlowe, 291 at Double A Arkansas, 20 homers, 86 batted in. There goes Wilson. Swing and a miss. Throw to second by Simonite on a bounce. It deflects into center. Wilson starts to go to third and then stops. Now he's out. That's a double play and the game is over. The game is over because apparently Marlowe interfered with Simonite, making the throw down to second to try to catch Marcus Wilson. So what do you know? Tim Fedorovich is upset about that. He wants a word with Nunez. Boy, Nunez has had quite the ninth inning. Bottom line is, the game is over. And that is a double play to win the game with Cade Marlowe, Marcus Wilson, and he was called out for interfering with William Simonite. Marlowe was. And so the Aviators come back to win this game 7-5. All of the totals next right after this.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Welcome back. Aviators, a badly needed win after two tough one-run losses in games 1 and 2, each by an 8-7 score. And they were trailing in the seventh inning here, and they scored 5 to win it. But the Aviators, they're now 68-70 with 7 runs tonight on 8 hits, no errors, leaving 6. Tacoma's now 66-72. They ended with 5 runs on 11 hits, committing 5 errors, leaving 5 on base. Winning pitcher, Jake Walkinshaw, goes to 1-0. The save to Sam Selman, his sixth. Lost to Riley O'Brien, who's 1-3. Aviators without a home run in this game. Tacoma, home runs by Jared Kelnick, who hit 2. Marcus Wilson and Jonathan Villar each hit solo home runs for Tacoma. 5,741 paid to see it. 2 hours, 31 minutes on the time. On the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll run down this one a little bit more, and then we'll get to all the scores in the Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues coming up right after this.
Who likes waking up with aches and pains, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Nobody. Well, unless you're a boxer, a lumberjack, or a stuntman, that's an easy fix. Tempur-Pedic, the mattress designed to help make soreness a thing of the past. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now, get a free gift up to $300 with the purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, 72 months no interest financing. So don't wake up with aches and pains. Come to Best Mattress today. Oh, and one more thing. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah, I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
You know, friends, as Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. Well, the Aviators badly in need of a win after two tough losses. Deal the Rainiers a tough loss as they come back with a five-run seventh to win it 7-5. And certainly the Aviators did some clutch hitting and made some very good defensive plays. But big on that stat sheet is the five Tacoma errors that cost them big time. And that seventh inning, the Aviators entered the inning trailing in the game by a score of 5-2. William Simonite opened with a single. Dalton Kelly struck out. Mickey McDonald drew a walk, and Jordan Diaz grounded out. So there were two outs with two on, and all they needed to do is get one out to finish the inning. But Nate Mondu singled in Simonite. That made it 5-3. Matt Davidson was hit by a pitch, and that loaded him up. A wild pitch had advanced McDonald to third, and then Connor Capel lined a double to left, scoring Mondu, and that tied it up. Kevin Smith hit a ground ball to third baseman Eric Mejia, who had made two errors on a ground ball hit by Simonite back in the second inning, and this time he misplayed Smith's ball. That enabled a tie-breaking run to score. And then on a double steal, Connor Capel scored. Smith had stolen second, and when the throw to second, Capel came in to score, was credited with a steal, and the Aviators win this ballgame by a score of 7-5. We'll take a break and come back. When we do, we'll check the scores next right after this.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship Game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship Game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the
the most cash. Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when are the commercials going to say, talk to Jacob Taylor, the real estate guy?
Son, as soon as you're paying all the bills, it can say whatever you want.
All right, that's fair.
Jacob, do you know we charge no fees, no costs, and no money out of pocket for sellers until their home sells?
Yes, sir. We do all repairs, all the marketing, and giving sellers cash advances if needed to get the highest price possible for your home.
Plus, buying ugly and distressed properties within 5 days.
Over 7,000 homes sold, 28 years of experience, and the number one brand in Nevada, The Real Estate Guy.
So call The Real Estate Guys today.
702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE.
EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
The Real Estate Guy.
Alrighty, welcome on back. Welcome to the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. We just gave you the recap of tonight's Las Vegas victory, 7-5, as they defeat the visiting Tacoma Rainiers. The scores in the PCL. In 10 innings, Sacramento beat Reno 2-1. So Las Vegas picks up a game. They're now 8 back of Reno in the Western Division in second place. Salt Lake defeated Sugar Land. That was a 6-5 final from the Houston area. Round Rock beat El Paso 10-4, while Oklahoma City beat Albuquerque 6-2. So the race tightened in the East. El Paso's in first place by 1 over the Oklahoma City Dodgers and 2 over Round Rock. Tremendous race, no question about that, in that particular division, a three-horse race with 2 weeks left to be played in the Pacific Coast League regular season. Everything's over in the big leagues, where they had only 8 games. And here are the scores. White Sox beat Cleveland 8-2. Tampa, an 11-0 win in Toronto. It was the Marlins over the Phillies 5-3. Houston beat Oakland 5-2. The Mets beat Pittsburgh 7-1. Minnesota beat Kansas City 3-2. Reds topped the Cardinals 3-2. And Arizona shut out the San Diego Padres by a score of 4-0. When we come back, I'll wrap things up for a final word from Las Vegas Ballpark right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the postgame show, and just give you a quick idea about tomorrow. Tomorrow, game 4, the Aviators will try for a win that would get them even in the series. And tomorrow, a 7:05 game, 6:50 pregame show. It's Pulte Homes Women's Purse Night. First 2,000 fans at the gate will get those purses. And so all the more reason to come out. Should be another beautiful night out here tomorrow as the Aviators look for their second straight win. All three games have been really fun, interesting games that have gone right down to the wire. The matchup, two lefties. Jared Koenig coming off a gem in Sacramento to get his sixth win, 6-6 with a 4.71 ERA against lefty Roenis Elias from Cuba. He's 2-2 with a 4.99 ERA. So both pitchers are lefties. Both have 500 records and both with similar ERAs. Koenig, certainly no stranger to the Rainiers. He has faced them three times, one win, one loss, and a no decision. So that's the matchup tomorrow in Game 4. We hope you will join us at beautiful Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin. Want to thank Chris Chapman. Another terrific job for my studio producer tonight, producing this one back in the Lotus headquarters. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in to this one. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. In the meantime, until tomorrow, for Matt and Everett, this is Russ Langer wishing all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight Las Vegas defeated Tacoma 7-5. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Studio, once we have the official cash-in studio all set up, we'll definitely put that up. We'll get some cool sports memorabilia to put in the cash-in studio. Do you own any memorabilia, Vlad? You own anything like that?
Nah.
Have any interest?
No. I move things around. I'm a mover. It might not be in pristine shape by the time I'm done with it.
Producer John in Houston, do you own any autographed memorabilia?
I used to have a Clyde Drexler autographed basketball that I gave away to a friend, but I don't own anything now.
Clyde Drexler? For what? From his Rockets days?
Well, he was doing a signing thing here in Houston, and I went and got a autographed ball from him.
How much did that cost you?
It was free. All you had to do was show up.
Oh, that's not bad. Free is for me. That's not bad at all. Yeah, the Ewing autograph is the best autographed piece I have. I don't think I have any others. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. I've got a Mark McGwire autographed baseball. And the ink in the pen is green, which is kind of cool because it's when he was with the A's. So, for what it's worth. All right, we'll come back. We'll wrap it up, get you set for tomorrow's show. It is a Football Friday show. We will have Paige's picks. We went 2-2 last week. That is certainly not terrible. It's not great. We'll try and do better this week, but 2-2. Basically just losing the juice. It's all right.